the right side of the field. A splendid catch inside the five, out of bounds at the three. Still short of a first down, but the Cavaliers got everything back with 2 yards on that play. Fine catch by Spielman. It's time right now to follow your favorite players and teams, plus the big high school games on scoresbroadcast.com. Snap back to Gold in the shotgun, and he's got an opening outside right guard, and he zips right through it into the end zone. Touchdown, Sydney.
Well-designed play, and I'll tell you what, even out of a shotgun, a lot of times that is the best way to run your quarterback, because he's got a look and he can see where the opening is.
Goal rolling left, looking in the end zone. Fade pattern, 3 or 4 yards deep. Catch made, caught. Goal finds Hudson in the end zone for 6 more. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, the touchdowns keep right on coming. Here's Biyoji rolling out to the right. Play action. Open receiver, 5 yards.
ScoresBroadcast.com features color commentary and play-by-play of the Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Sydney Yellow Jackets, Fort Laramie Redskins, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, and Anna Rockets.
And now Maverick Long will take the snap at his 32 to boot it away. Oh, he's going to run right up the gut. Look at him go. It's a fake. Long pulls his way to the 45 and carries the Blue Jay with him to the 46 or 7. He's got the first down.
Wow. I tell you what, in a game like this, you might as well pull all the stops out.
Hear the game-changing plays all season long on scoresbroadcast.com.
Third and 4 for Minster from its 34. The quarterback back to throw in trouble. The ball is stripped. It's on the ground. Fort Laramie's got it. Recovery Redskins at the 28. And Fort Laramie is in business.
Good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field here in Sydney, just southwest of Sydney High School. The scene of tonight's game between Layman Catholic and Lima Perry. Both clubs 2-2 coming into this contest. Of course, Dick Roll, head coach of Layman Catholic in year number 11. The head man at Lima Perry this season in his first year is Herb Lane, the longtime junior high coach at Lima Perry. And shortly we'll hear from Coach Lane and Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator for Layman Catholic. Alongside Chuck McBee, last year these two teams met up at Lima Perry. 28-25, Layman pulled it out, Chuck. Cavaliers trailed 3 times in that game. Once midway through the second half, the difference in the end, each team scored 4 TDs. Lima Perry missed 3 points after touchdown, and Layman managed to pull it out. And a lot of the same cast of characters back again here in 2016, including the outstanding, highly athletic quarterback for Lima Perry, Plummy Gardner.
Yeah, Plummy Gardner, one of my all-time favorite names, but he is an outstanding athlete. Watching him play basketball last year, watching him, he didn't quarterback the whole game because he had been hurt, and they had him playing some running back, but then they moved him into the quarterback position last week, that last year against Fort Laramie. He is fun to watch, and he kind of reminds me of the Gordon kid from Sydney. He's more of a runner than a passer,
right?
But you better know where he is, and you better be in your lanes because the kid is fast.
His opposite number at quarterback for Layman Catholic is sophomore Elliot Gilardi. We saw him perform week 2 of the year when Layman Catholic took on Minster, and we were impressed.
Yep.
He looked like a late in the year junior, maybe even early in the year senior, not a sophomore for sure. And as we'll hear from Bill Zimmerman in just a few minutes, Elliot has gotten even better since the first couple weeks of the season.
Well, yeah, we were impressed with him in that game, and they got beat, but they got behind and then did a real nice job of coming back. They just got too far out of it, but he had a terrific game, and I'm excited to watch that young man play quarterback for the next 2.5 years.
Layman Catholic has a well-rounded club, Chuck, which is really starting to gel. Last season,
steamrolled right through the Northwest Central Conference after losing a game early on in the campaign to Upper Scioto Valley. We expect Lehman to streak from here on out. Lehman here at home tonight, clearly a favorite against Lima Perry. Big contest coming up next week for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers at Riverside, which nipped Fort Loramie last week in Logan County by a score of 19-14. Then Lehman closes out with Hardin Northern, here with Fort Loramie, week 8, at Ridgemont, at Waynesfield Goshen. The last two should be breathers for certain for Lehman Catholic. But going to be very interesting to see how the season plays out. Week 8, the Redskins and the Cavaliers right here. And Fort Loramie may need that game to have a chance at the postseason, Chuck.
Well, Fort Loramie 0-4. They were 0-4 last year at this same point, and they made a run and got in. I don't care what the records are when Loramie and Lehman play. It's going to be a heck of a football game.
This Lehman Catholic team features an outstanding wideout in Cameron Lee, very good punter. We were extremely impressed with him, too, in that game against Minster.
Yeah, he's outstanding, and the other one is Jacob Earhart. He's an outstanding running back, and he's got good speed, but he is so strong, and I like his vision. He can find the hole.
Lehman Catholic's offensive line, good enough this year coming into the campaign for head coach Dick Roll to move Michael Bunker, 6'5", 220, from the interior line to the tight end spot. He is a huge target. And he lumbers downfield at a pretty good pace, and you can bet Gilardi will find him a few times this evening.
Boy, I was a little surprised in the Minster game they didn't look for him a little bit more. But, you know, a team that likes to get on the perimeter, it's good to have a tight end that can seal the corner for you, and that kid is a load.
We predicted last week's Sidney Zegna game would be high scoring. It wasn't for a quarter and a half, Chuck. It was just, what, 7-0, I think, through the first 15, 16 minutes. I guarantee you tonight's game will be high scoring. Lima Perry, in four outings, has given up 34, 61, 52, and 13 in going 2-2 so far. Did play an Allen East club pretty good for a half. And East is very strong this year. Lima Perry opened up the season beating Antwerp 42-34, had a four-touchdown lead in that game, hung on to win by 8. Lehman Catholic could easily have beaten Fort Recovery, last year's D7 state champs, in the opening week of the season, but dropped a very tight, hard-fought 21-20 verdict right here. We saw the game at Minster. Lehman imploded early. Tried to bounce back, but just dug too deep a hole early on in that game. Then rolled up 63 on the road against Graham. And a slow start last week against Upper Scioto Valley before turning them back by a score of 39-18. Coach Zimmerman in just a few minutes will tell us it's been a little bit of a topsy-turvy first four games, and he expects that the best is yet to come for Lehman Catholic football.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, they lost some skill players last year, and that's one of the places where kids just, they have to play the games and get used to game speed. The place where Lehman has an advantage is their offensive and defensive line. Those kids last year were kind of a liability early, but they were young and inexperienced, and they just got better and better. This year, they are definitely the strength.
Disciplined, cohesive, sizable. Technique-wise, very strong. And to this point, that's been Lima Perry's weakness, offensive and defensive line play, as Coach Lane will point out in just several minutes. So Lehman, clearly, Chuck, as you know, has got an advantage up front. So many thanks to our fine underwriting advertisers on the web with us here online on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney. Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, which also underwrites our halftime segment, and the Sydney Daily News, the best local sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Goffney Furniture, go to the website for added savings at GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville with on-time, high-tech computer solutions. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers in Anna. And these new underwriting sponsors came on board with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com late in the basketball season in the spring of 2016. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Primary Eye Care in Sydney, with locations also in Jackson Center, Troy, Fort Loramie, and St. Paris, and Sydney Car Care in Sydney. Sydney Car Care, owned by Todd Brown and Corey Shreves, excellent workmanship. Prices are extremely fair, responsible people, high-quality place to get your car repaired. Sydney Car Care, 1080 South 4th in Sydney. Phone 492-9495. 492-9495. Sydney Car Care, formerly McLean's Service Center in Sydney. And the premier eye care facility in the Upper Miami Valley is Primary Eye Care. As I noted, locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, Jackson Center, and Troy. On the web at primaryeyecare.org. Weeknight hours, Saturday morning hours, for your convenience. It's the premier eye care facility in West Central Ohio and the most popular one as well. We'll hear from both head coaches in a moment. First, a message from our pregame underwriting sponsor. It is the In-Between, located just south of Botkins. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
Bill Zimmerman, offensive coach at Lehman Catholic, has talked about his club very positively this year, both the offense and defense coming along. He's got a big hand in the offensive unit. Tough luck loss week one. A lot of points rolled up by the offense in week three. The team got off to a very bad start in that second week loss at Minster. Pulled away in the second half last week and beating its opponent, Upper Soda Valley, did Lehman Catholic. Elliot Gilardi's come on strong at quarterback, says Coach Zimmerman. But he says to this point, it has been a little bit of a Jekyll and Hyde season so far, and he expects that the best is yet to come for the Lehman Catholic football Cavaliers.
Here at week four, we've kind of had our ups and downs. We had a very good showing versus Fort Recovery week one. Very, very easily could have won that game. And then we... We really just exploded week two and had a very poor showing versus Minster. Versus Graham week three, we kind of came back at it and handled them fairly easily, and then had a decent showing against Upper Sauter Valley week four. Not as impressed offensively as I'd hoped to be, but the defense really stepped up and had three defensive scores for us, so that was the difference in the game for us. As far as improvement-wise, I'm seeing some steady improvement from the quarterback position, Elliot Gilardi, who's a sophomore. We really are finding some good weapons on the outside. We have a number of different kids who've caught some balls and made some big plays for us. Cam Lee is our leading receiver. We also have Michael Bunker out there, who had a 73-yard score versus Upper. We have Seth Brown out there who can make some acrobatic catches as well, and is a playmaker. Brandon Barhorst and Dylan Arnold also for us. So our wideouts are starting to find their legs. Jake Earhart, who's been our cowbell running back, has been hampered by some injuries, and he's probably not going to go this week. We're probably going to have to rest him. And the offensive line's coming around, but we could still use some improvement there.
Six big touchdowns against Upper Sauter Valley, three by the defense.
That's correct. Yeah, it was a big play game, I would call. The offensive scores were a 73-yard touchdown catch and run by Michael Bunker, a 35-yard catch and run touchdown by Cam Lee, and then the final offensive touchdown was a short run by Jake Earhart, which was set up by about a 45-yard run by Elliot Gilardi down to the 5. And then in the first half, we had a big pick six to go up two scores right before the half ended by Dylan Arnold. It was about a 50-yarder. And then in the second half, after their starting quarterback went down, we intercepted their backup for two separate scores. One was about a 20-yarder by Devin Richard, or Logan Richard, excuse me, and the other one was another one by Arnold, probably about a 50-yarder as well.
Mm-hmm. For the most part, you did bottle up Sloan, the excellent running back for Upper Sauter.
We did, yeah. He's at least been a 3-year, maybe even a 4-year starter for them, 1,000-yard rusher in the past. He was injured on the first or second drive of the first game versus Ada, and so this was his first action. We weren't even sure if he was going to go or not, but we bottled him up outside a spectacular 40-yard touchdown run he had, where we had I counted 6 missed tackles in the backfield. So, but other than that, we kind of did bottle him up. He didn't do much damage against us, so we were happy with that.
Yeah. A second annual big homecoming weekend, the football game held for the second straight year right there on the Lehman Catholic campus.
Yeah. We call it Under the Light. So they bring in we have some lights that are permanently there, but they bring in some large generators to run those lights now, and we've done up the scoreboard. It looks real nice, has all our football achievements on it. They just built a new softball stadium out there, and that's all lit up. The baseball stadium's lit up. We have soccer out there, so it's become a nice little campus. And so, you know, the administration decided they wanted to invite people in there for the homecoming festivities. We bring in some huge stands on semi trucks and it was a very nice event.
Event. Don't want to play too many games there, though, because then City Memorial Stadium will feel like an away game.
I would agree with that. We still love that turf and that very nice stadium at City Memorial. So I think once a year is just fine.
Yeah. Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator, Lehman Catholic, our guest before tonight's game with Lima Perry. Commodores, very athletic year in, year out. Coaching change for Lima Perry. What do you know about the Commodores this season?
Sure, and I echo your comments about the athletic abilities of very, very athletic kids. They have that quarterback back, Plummy Gardner, who's finally a senior, so we got a last time we have to face him, but he is an outstanding athlete. He had, in the films that we have, he had two or three really long touchdown runs making kids miss.
Wow.
Defensively, they're a little different than they've been in the past. They play a 3-5, three, and they're in man coverage the whole time. So they're going to put their athletes on ours and think they can beat us that way. They also blitz a lot with those three inside linebackers. So we don't we know what we're going to see, but we don't always know where it's going to come from. So it should be an interesting game. I think it's a boom or bust type game where they're going to catch us on some plays where they've got the blitz coming in the right area, and we're going to catch them where they don't.
Mm-hmm. If I hear you right, it could be another big play game just like last week.
I would agree 100% with the way their offense is and the athletes that they have, there's no doubt that they're going to hit us for a couple big plays. And I would say, from our standpoint, if we can keep executing on a regular basis, we're gonna impact greatly that defense with the risky blitzing that they have.
One more point, the extra point, the kicking in the Upper Miami Valley generally has been down this year. A lot of 6-point touchdowns, very few sevens. Pleased with your kicking game, place kicking, and punting as well?
Yeah, we are. Michael Denning, who's just a sophomore, is a soccer player at the school, but also a kicker. He's got a great leg. Mm-hmm. I mean, he hit a 46-yarder in practice the other day, and on a bet with Coach Roll to win a bet to get the kids out of some conditioning. So the kids love that. So he's got a heck of a leg. Needs a little bit more consistency, but he hit 2 big field goals versus Fort Recovery, and he's, as far as himself, has only missed 1 extra point all year. So we're very happy with him. And then punting wise, we got Cam Lee back there, who's also the wideout and cornerback, and he can really boom it if he gets a hold of it.
Oh, the special teams play, Chuck, looming large in the Upper Miami Valley this year. A place kicking game, as I noted in that interview with Bill, in general has been off.
Yeah, we've not been impressed by too many kickers this year, that's for sure. It has changed the atmosphere in some of the games.
Mm-hmm. And Lima Perry often goes for 2, hasn't been real good at place kicking extra points. Herb Lane, head coach of Lima Perry, is a Lima Perry High School graduate, formerly 9-year junior high head football coach in the Perry school system.
I just was always an athletic guy. When I was in high school, I played, 3 sports. And so that was kind of always in a passion or whatever. And then when my kids were playing elementary or midget football, Ron Smith, a good friend of mine, he was a midget football coach, and he invited me to help him out. I just started there, at the lowest level you could possibly start at. And just, I kind of just did some time there, but felt like I wanted to give a little bit more. And my kids were getting a little bit older, so I decided I'd have a little more time to commit. So I moved up to junior high when an opportunity came available, and I just kind of stuck there for a while and, learned from a lot of different people. And then as things progressed or whatever, I kind of had some interest in high school. But, when Jesse was the coach, we both are kind of offensive guys, so he was going to be coaching his offense, so there really wasn't an opportunity for me to move up and be on the high school staff then. But so I just thought it was time for me to throw my name in the hat after he resigned and see what happened. It was a unique situation as a first-year head coach, because I went in knowing the skill sets of most of the guys. Now, kids do change a lot from junior high to high school. Some of them, sell out in the weight room and they grow in different ways, or some trim down. I've got a kid that was a lineman for me in junior high that's now running back and one of the faster kids in the school. Mm-hmm. And so, those are the nice little surprises that you run into. But, yeah, I'm familiar with all the kids. I'm familiar with their families and all that stuff. So there's not really too many strangers out there that I don't know about.
You mentioned skill sets. You're highly skilled, very athletic. Talk about some of the names that we'll be highlighting on both sides of the ball in this game tonight with Lehman Catholic.
Well, it all starts with Plummy Gardner at quarterback, and he's also our safety on the defense. He's just a good football player on both sides of the ball. He's very athletic. He's a threat to run the ball at any time. He got a really nice arm, can throw the ball 45, 50 yards on the run, rolling out, and he's pretty accurate. I think he's passing like 65-70%, something like that, on the year. He's thrown a dozen touchdowns and, half a dozen interceptions, but those interceptions are, to a fault, trying to make plays late in games to kind of get us back going and maybe forcing something that didn't need to happen. We've also got, a dynamic tight end and linebacker and Kobe Glover that we got off of the basketball team as a post player. And he's a 6'4", 210-pound kid, runs a 4.8 40 and has great hands, and he's a nice big target for us. Lamonte Nichols kind of spearheads the defensive backs back there. He's got 4 interceptions on the year, and I think he scored something like 6 touchdowns, and he's a dynamic receiver for us, and we kind of line him up on one side and Glover up on the other side. And Lamonte's a 6'3 kid, and they both can motor pretty good. And then, we've got a slot back and another wide receiver that are, slot back in Wanye Smith, and another receiver and a sophomore, Jamal Whiteside, that Jamal's just an exciting kid to watch. When he gets the football, you never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's got a nose for the end zone, and he knows how to go up and get it. And he's probably only a 5'8", 5'9 kid, but there's not too many balls Jamal doesn't come down with if you get it in his area. So he's fun to watch. And like I said, Wanya Smith's a senior for us, and he's just a very, very fast kid and quick and has a nose for hitting holes and that type of stuff. So that's good, exciting for us, too.
Herb Lane, first-year head coach, Lima Perry, our guest before tonight's game with Lehman Catholic. Your schemes offensively, defensively, obviously very wide open when you've got the football in your hands.
Right. Probably our scoring drives. I think last week against Ridgemont, we scored 6 touchdowns, I believe it was, and we only had the ball less than 12 minutes. So, we want to fly up and down the field and use that speed that we have. And sometimes it kind of puts our defense in a pinch because they're living on the field, But we are kind of wide open, but we don't, we're pretty balanced as far as throwing and running. We're getting a little bit better running the ball than we were early in the season, and that's, we've got a couple linemen that are getting healthy, and that's helping us out there, too.
Base defense?
We run a 3-5-3. We don't have tons of big guys to pile up on the line, but we sure have a lot of fast guys, so we decided, running 5 linebackers might be a little bit better for us and use some speed to come up and make plays versus line up 5 or 6 guys on the line of scrimmage and get overpowered. So that's kind of what we went to right now. And like I said, we've got some skilled defensive backs. We're a tough team, I feel like, to throw on. I think we might have 10 interceptions or something like that in 4 games or something like that. So we're definitely winning the turnover battle, knock on wood. We've got to keep that going.
Yeah, Lima Perry gave Lehman Catholic all the Cavaliers could handle last year. What kind of a game do you expect tonight?
Well, I'm hoping that it's the same type of situation. We need to start fast.
Right.
We've not done that, other than the first 2 quarters, the first half of our very first game is the only time that we've really started fast. We're not scoring enough points early in the game, and that's what we've got to do against Lehman. We have to kind of put that pressure on them. The thing about it for us, they've got the storied tradition and the history and been to playoffs. We've never been there, so we don't have any pressure on us. We just go out and we got to play and have a lot of fun, and it's going to start at the line of scrimmage for us. Our offensive line is, we've got a bunch of big guys up there, and they're getting better, but I've told them since Monday, hey, this game is going to hinge on you. You've got to be powerful. You've got to win the line of scrimmage, and if they do, then we can have a shot to make it a ball game.
Words of Herb Lane, first-year head coach at Lima Perry, talking about the importance of the Commodores playing stout up front. That could very well be where this game is won and lost tonight. Chuck Weech chuckled when we heard Coach Lane note that last week, 6 touchdown drives for Lima Perry, average time of drive, 2 minutes each.
Yeah, that's impressive. And that's what you're going to expect from them. One of the things that got Lehman behind against Minster and got them out of the game was their inability to make plays, to make tackles when they should have.
Yes.
And that's going to be a key for them tonight. They need to get more than one person to the person with the football.
Yeah, you're right. We will need to see an improvement in the tackling department for Lehman Catholic here tonight. Coach Lane at Lima Perry taking over for Coach Kill, who did a fine job as the mentor of the football program at Lima Perry. Coach Kill has 3 children, 4 years of age and under in the family. That will make you think twice about coaching football.
Well, I'm sure Mom had a little something to do with that too, but you're right. When my kids were young and I look back, I coached 3 different sports, and I'm thinking, no wonder my wife divorced me.
Lima Perry will get the football first. Lehman Catholic kicking off. Cavaliers defending the north goal. Lima Perry at the south end of Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. This a Northwest Central Conference matchup tonight between Lehman Catholic and Lima Perry, both teams 2-2 on the season. Chuck, the wind is streaming in out of the northeast.
Picked up quite a bit here in about the last 10 minutes.
Yes, it has.
Which feels really good because I never thought we were going to have to do a game in July.
That's what it feels like, that's for sure. But there is a stiff breeze somewhat at Lehman Catholic's back here in the opening quarter of the game. Denning set to kick it off. He strides forward and is a sidewinding boot toward the left corner, hitting at the 12, bounding inside the 10, out of bounds. And Chuck, we had eight.
Where have we seen that before?
We had eight or nine out of bounds kickoffs last week in the Sydney Xenia game.
Longest football game with no overtime and no lightning that I've ever sat through.
I think you're right. I'd have to agree with that.
Three hours and 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Started at 7 o'clock kickoff, and the game was over at like 10:20.
Unbelievable. So Lima Perry chooses to take the football out at the 35-yard line. That's a good start in terms of field position for the Commodores, who are attired in the home, or I should say the road white, with bright red headgear, red numerals. And here's a sweep. Gardner handing off to the running back, who tries to turn the corner. Flag flies. Fumble on the hit behind the line of scrimmage, and Layman Catholic's got it. Oh, my goodness. I believe a holding call coming up against Lima Perry will be declined. And Layman, on the very first possession by Lima Perry, forces a miscue. The ball's on the ground. Layman recovers. Cavaliers offense on the field. And Coach Lane, just a few minutes ago, Chuck, talked about the need to get off to a fast start. It right. did not happen.
Well, I'll tell you, that was a jet sweep, but it looked more like a prop sweep because that was the slowest developing play I think I've ever seen.
Oh, it sure was. As Gardner handed the ball off to Nichols, and he was swarmed behind the line of scrimmage, and Layman takes over with Elliot Gilardi at quarterback. Line of scrimmage, the 23-and-a-half. And Gilardi fakes the handoff and keeps, skips to the line of scrimmage, gets between a couple linebackers at the 20, scrambles down to the 16. Gilardi for 7 or 8 for Layman Catholic, second and a couple coming up. You heard offensive coordinator Bill Zimmerman note that out of the game would be Jacob Earhart. He's got an ouchy shoulder plus turf toe. Inside handoff, Layman Catholic. Gilardi dealt it to the ball carrier, who might have been Owen Smith. He blasted right up the gut, down to the goal line. And did he get in, Chuck? I think so.
No, he bounced in. He slid in, but he went down at the one.
Knee hit at the one. Ball was struggling to break the plane while the knee was on the ground. Ball marked at the one. Two tight ends employed. Gilardi under center. And he gives it off on the play to Smith. Owen tries left tackle. He is covered up by 3-4 Commodores, pushed back to the 3, no gain.
And that was a fumble snap, and Smith picked it up off the ground and did a great job of even recovering the football there.
I thought it looked rather unusual. You're right, Chuck. Layman now at the far hash mark, second and goal a yard away. Snap to Gilardi. Quick pass, goal line, caught in the left flat, touchdown Layman. Well executed, the kind of play you see in the National Football League. And I believe it was Cameron Lee who snared it right at the end zone line. He's got 6 points, a strike from Gilardi. And in the first minute 17, Layman takes a 6-0 lead.
Yeah, that's a real safe call right there. That's just like a run. He took one step into the end zone and slid down the line, and there was nobody close to him.
Michael Denning on to try the point after for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers. Much better start tonight for Layman against Lima Perry than a year ago when Layman was in a hard-fought scrap right down to the wire before winning 28-25. Denning's PAT is perfect. 10:43 to go, first quarter. Layman Catholic leads it 7-0 over Lima Perry on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney. Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. Underwriting sponsors here on ScorersBroadcast.com. Chuck, you've got to feel good about yourself when you kick off to start the game, but you score first in a little over a minute.
Yeah, well, that bodes well for you. That was, they were trying to do a little directional kick there, but somebody was about 8 yards past it before he kicked off, so they're going to go back and try it again from the 35.
Denning will kick a second time here for Layman Catholic from the 35. So he kicked off to begin the game. After the Layman quick score, he's kicking off again, as Chuck noted. The first kick out of bounds near sideline, this time from the 35. Lima Perry, very able to score from virtually anywhere on the field.
Well, the coaching staff at Layman knows they're not going to just be kicking it down the middle of the field and letting them run it, that's for sure.
Exactly. Denning's boot is traveling in midair down to the 21, caught by the Commodores right there. Return far side, a nice alley to the 30. Good shoestring tackle made at the 35 by the Cavaliers. And the Commodores start first and 10 from the 35, which is the spot on the field from which they began the first drive after a Layman Catholic kickoff out of bounds. 10:35 to go, first quarter, 7-0 Layman Catholic, which is coming off a huge 39-18 win over Upper Souda Valley 1 week ago. Meanwhile, this club, Lima Perry, also victorious last week. Here's the quarterback, Plummy Gardner, back at the 25, 9 yards behind the line. He throws a long, high pass down the middle of the field, and Layman misjudges. It's caught with a split end at the 32. He's finally wrapped up at the 25-yard line. Beautiful catch way downfield. And it's a first and 10 situation for Lima Perry just after we got through saying how the Commodores can advance it big from any spot on the gridiron.
Well, they only rushed three, so he had a ton of time to throw it. And when you have a lot of time, it's hard for a college or a professional to stay with their man that long. And Layman lost the receiver that time.
That was 6 foot Lamont Nichols, very speedy wideout, who drifted downfield. Layman misjudged that forward pass, but the Cavaliers rebound on first and 10 from the 25, and sack Gardner, who rolls out, tries to get to the rim of the Layman Catholic defense. He's pursued well and dropped way back at the 42. Chuck, that's a king-size loss of more than 15.
17-yard loss, so it makes it second and 27.
That Lima Perry with a big chunk of yardage on the long forward pass play from the 35 down to the 25. That play went for 40. The first play from scrimmage tonight for, I should say, the second play from scrimmage tonight for Lima Perry went for 40. Then the third play, a minus 17. And this fourth play is aborted, a pre-snap penalty of 5 yards.
Wow, they've got half a football field to go now.
So having advanced the ball to the 25 a couple plays ago, Lima Perry has now retreated to the Layman 47, a first and 32. Gardner's got three wideouts to the right side. Here's a screen to Nichols. Nichols at the 49. Jukes one man. He's trapped and caught at the 45.
I think Nichols intercepted that because that ball was not to him. And it's third down. They had it wrong on the scoreboard.
I think you're right. It is third down. There were three white shirts out in the flat for Lima Perry, and it did look like Nichols might have jumped in front of the intended receiver, swiped it from him, picked up just a few. Yard marker across the way says third down.
Well, the first one was a loss of 17 on a regular play, so it is third down.
Yes. Scoreboard says second and 31. It is third down. Here's a fake sweep. Here's a pass in the left flat, caught at the 45-yard line by Nichols. Tries to elude a Cavalier, does, but coming up to greet him is Owen Smith, and he chucks him to the turf at the 43. So now it's fourth down for Lima Perry, which, as I said, it moved the ball all the way to the Layman 25, and now the Commodores, unfortunately, may have to punt the football.
Yeah, that's a good move here, I think. They're not going to pick up 25 yards.
7:57 left first quarter. Lehman leads at 7-0. And here's the punt by Chaz Jackson of Lima Perry. And against the wind, which is coming out of the northeast, he booms it pretty well toward the left corner of the field. And it skips into the end zone just to the right of the pylon. And Lehman Catholic will start first and 10 from its own 20.
Well, that's a 40-yard punt, but only a 20-yard net.
Right. Well, we saw from Lima Perry, Chuck, in the first 4 minutes plus of this game, what we expected to see all night long, a big chunk of yardage by its offense, but also some negative plays, too. Here is Lehman Catholic sweeping left end. And it is Owen Smith trudging around the corner, barges to the 25, over it to the 26 or 7. Good run by Smith, who's filling in at the tailback spot for Lehman Catholic tonight in place of Jacob Earhart. Ouchy shoulder plus some turf toe. Smith, very fine defender for Lehman Catholic, is highly skilled. And he's at the running back post in this game tonight, too. Here's a fine pass by Gilardi up the field. And it's Jared Rourke. Yes, good leaping catch right at the 34-yard line, first down.
He did a good job of screening off the defender that time because the defender had him had pretty good coverage. I'm going to give that one to Rourke. That was a heck of a play.
Well done. First and 10, Lehman Catholic from the Cavaliers, 34. 7-0 Lehman, 5 minutes gone, opening period. And here is a look-in pass over the middle off the fingertips of a Lehman receiver. And on the rebound, Lima Perry gets the deflection and the interception at the 50-yard line.
And that was Plummy.
Plummy Gardner caught it. The pass thrown a bit high, middle of the field. Gilardi tried to hit Braden Sherman. It went off the palm of his hand. And Plummy Gardner got it. He snared the deflection right at the 50. So Lima Perry takes over, first and 10, down 7-0. Now Gardner's under center on this play. Fakes the jet sweep, rolls right. He might as well keep it. Little running space. Collared, and down he goes at the 45 of Lehman after an advance of 5. Second and 5 for the Commodores. Tell you what, Chuck, that will not be the last time tonight we see that play.
No, Lehman's kind of switched it up. They had Wyatt Long, who plays linebacker. Then they moved him up onto the line, and they're kind of moving him around. He's playing some interior defensive tackle right now.
Gardner under center. Interesting offensive set. Three backs behind him. Whoops, and one of those offensive backers moved prematurely. That's at least the second pre-snap foul already in this game on Lima Perry. Back to second and just a shade more than 10 to go for a first down. Football just into the Commodores end of the field at the 49.5. Here is a deep handoff in the offensive backfield by the quarterback Gardner. He dishes on the play to Nylon Cannon. And Cannon is nailed just across the 50 at the Lehman 49. Good defense by the Cavaliers who snuffed out that run. Well done. So it's third down. 9 yards to go for Lima Perry for a first down. Outside the Lehman Catholic 48. Three down linemen here for the Cavaliers who are expecting pass. Deep drop by Gardner. Oh, he's being chased and drilled in the chest. A quarterback sack for Lehman Catholic. We've got to get the number of that Cavalier. Very difficult to make out, however.
99.
And 99 for Lehman Catholic, Chuck, is guess who? Biggest number on the roster. Biggest young man on the roster.
Michael Bunker.
Bunker at 6'5", 220. Belts Gardner behind the line. Second time he has been cornered for a sack. Fourth and 21 for Lima Perry, which punts again. High snap from center, kick away, but Chaz Jackson, it bounds at the 34 of Lehman. The Cavaliers walk away from it. It trickles to the 19. That's where Lehman Catholic starts. First down, 10 yards to go, 4:51 left. Here in the opening quarter, Lehman leads it 7-0. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 is Barker Insurance, which has earned a reputation second to none for three straight years. Barker is the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you through firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, Pekin, to name several. You're covered with a plan that fits your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. Barker Insurance, number one in the region, located just north of Sydney on County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Call 937-492-1857, 492-1857, Barker Insurance. Lehman Catholic with a second and 10 after a no gain. And out in the right flat, Lehman's got the football, and the young man with it is pounded to the turf. It comes loose, and Lima Perry with a fierce, clean tackle and a fumble recovery has got possession at the Lehman 19-yard line.
I think if there was replay, that would have been no catch. But in a bang-bang situation in a high school game, you can't complain about the call.
And I like the point you made, Chuck, in that it did not look like the Lehman Catholic receiver really had an opportunity to move his feet very much.
No, he caught it. I mean, the ball got to his hands, and he got hit almost simultaneously.
Uh-huh. Here is Gardner at quarterback as Lyman Perry takes over. Look at him juke to the left, to the right, back to the left, back to the right. Nowhere to go. Lehman subdues him at the 25. A loss of five for Lyman Perry, second and 15. Boy, the pursuit of Lehman Catholic has been excellent. You can tell the Cavaliers are primed for Plummy Gardner tonight.
He might have been mentioned once or twice during the week at practice.
Wyatt Long on the last tackle for Lehman. Second and 15, Lima Perry from the Lehman Catholic 24, 7-0 Cavaliers lead. Man in motion across the formation. Deep drop by Gardner. It's a screen left flat. Caught at the 34. Here's a run down the near sideline, inside the 25. And out of real estate is the receiver as the Cavaliers shove him to the boundary.
Well, Michael Bunker obviously hit the quarterback late, and he's way too big to do that. They're the only two people standing at the 40-yard line. The referee is not going to miss that.
Marker down, foul coming up on Lehman. The gain by Lima Perry would have set up a third and about 10 or 11 to go for a first down. And let's see what results.
Well, now, if this is a spot foul, they're better off taking the play.
And that's the math that's being computed right now by Lima Perry. 3:32 left to go first quarter, 7-0 Lehman Catholic. And we've had a fumble each way already in this game.
Well, the ball will be at the 25-yard line, but they do gain the down, so that might be... Well, no, wait a second. What are they doing? I'm confused. Maybe it's just from the line of scrimmage.
Well, the official steps off the penalty against Lehman Catholic and eventually marks the ball down at the 10-yard line of Lehman. It's a goal-to-go situation for Lima Perry. And, of course, the Commodores will take that. Well, I said goal-to-go prematurely. Actually, it's second down at about 2 feet.
Right. Yep, they're close.
Because the previous line of scrimmage starting this series of plays had been at about the 20. So it's second, 2 feet to go for a first down outside the 10. And now the officials re-huddle, Chuck, to attempt to make sure. Plummy Gardner, the quarterback for the Lima Perry Commodores. And now head coach Dick Roll of Lehman Catholic is consulted. And apparently Dick agrees with what he heard. Second and 2 feet to go for Lima Perry, just short of the 10 of Lehman. Inside handoff, ball carrier's got a gaping hole, and he bounces his way down to about the 6. Goal to go, Lima Perry. Looked like Big Kobe Glover on the last run. He's the 6'4 post player on the football team. I thought it was Glover in the offensive backfield. I might have been mistaken, Chuck.
No, I think it was. Their numbers are kind of hard to read.
Both teams' numerals very difficult to make out. Goal to go, Lima Perry. 6-yard line of Lehman. Here's Gardner back to pass. He's looking. He gets rid of it. Down about the 2. The ball carrier juggles, or I should say the receiver juggles, hangs on, tries to reverse his field, goes back outside the 5, and is wrapped up. It was Lamont Nichols who picked off the pass, Chuck, at about the 1.5 or 2. He'd been better off just going right to the turf on his fanny.
Well, you know, you're a kid, you try to make a play.
So it's 2nd down and goal from the 6. Nichols lost about 4 yards trying to get to the end zone. Gardner rolling out to the right, looking. Back edge of the end zone, 9 yards deep, and a leaping reception is made. It's ruled a touchdown for Lima Perry. Very nicely done. I think it was Lamont Nichols, the wideout, jumping in the air. Made a fine reception. Beat the Lehman Catholic defensive back, who was 7 or 8 yards deep in the end zone. Nichols was a full 9.5. He used every bit of the end zone possible. And now Lima Perry goes for the kick to try to tie up the game. And here's the boot. It's low, wide to the left, and it's missed on the play by Austin Money. Or I should say Chaz Jackson, 23, couldn't convert. It wasn't very artistic. It was high enough, but off the mark. And Lima Perry, like Upper Scioto a week ago, does Lehman a big favor by missing the PAT. Lehman hangs on to a 7-6 lead. 2:29 to go, first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, the scene of tonight's game between Lehman Catholic and Lima Perry in the Northwest Central Conference. And Lehman Catholic leads 7-6, each team with a touchdown in the first 9 minutes plus. Lima Perry scored a moment ago, missed the kick after. Kickoff return by Lima Perry, return by Lehman, back out to the 35-yard line, and a good route run behind blockers by Jared Rourke. No, my mistake, Brandon Barhorst.
Yep.
Brandon Barhorst, as Coach Zimmerman noted in the pregame, has performed extremely well for the Cavaliers the last couple weeks. 1st and 10, Lehman, which leads 7-6. Deep drop by Gilardi. Avoids trouble, long heave down the field, inside the 35 of Lima Perry, and a terrific catch is made inbounds.
Dylan Arnold.
Wow, Dylan Arnold, like a center fielder, Chuck, went up above Lima Perry's cornerback and picked the ball off on his fingertips, had presence of mind to stay inbounds, and he turned it upfield for a few extra yards to the 29 of Lima Perry. Here's Owen Smith blasting through a huge hole over right tackle. And he drives his way inside the 25, tripped up from behind at the 15-yard line. Owen Smith with a dynamite run by Lehman Catholic. The offensive line blew open a big cavity for the Cavaliers. 1st and 10, Lehman inside the 15 of Lima Perry. Gilardi to throw, deep drop, long cross-field pitch. It is snared at the 11-yard line. Good run after catch down inside the 5. It looked like it was Cameron Lee who broke a tackle, stayed afoot, and made it to the 3-yard line. Chuck, we continue to be impressed with the strength of Elliot Gilardi's throwing arm.
Yeah, and he does throw the ball very well. And I'll tell you what, that was a well-designed pass play right there.
Here is Owen Smith trudging to the line of scrimmage, and he jaunts for one from the four to the three. Second down and goal for Lehman from that spot on the field. A minute 27 to go first quarter. Lehman Catholic 7, Lima Perry 6. A lot of big plays already in this game. That's what we forecasted in our pregame. Gilardi dealing to Smith, breaks a tackle, stumbles, stays on his feet, and scrambles to the goal line for a touchdown. Owen Smith displaying very good balance as he angled to the right side of the line into the end zone, and Lehman Catholic is on top 13-6. Michael Denning on for the PAT. He has only missed one point after, and I think that may have been the result of a poor snap. So Lehman Catholic is one area high school team, Chuck, which has excelled so far in the place-kicking department this season. Denning also with a couple field goals to his credit.
Well, you take it for granted, but those single points make a big difference in high school football games.
Yep, sure do. And with another successful PAT right here, Lehman has now forged an 8-point lead over Lima Perry. Lehman Catholic 14, Lima Perry 6. Just over a minute to play. First quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
Thanks to Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. Sydney 19, West Carroll nothing. Yellow Jackets on the road playing the Pirates tonight down in West Carrollton.
And that's probably before the team got there. It was 19-0.
Opening kickoff in that game, Chuck, by the way, went out of bounds.
Of course it did. Sydney's got some weapons, I'll tell you that. And I know they miss Gordon, but they got some weapons. They're going to win a lot of football games this year.
Picwazenia 7-7. That game at the end of the first quarter. Sydney 19, West Carroll nothing. Now at the end of one in that contest. Lima Perry, after a short kickoff return, starts first down 10 yards to go from its own 23. Lehman 14, Lima Perry 6. And before the snap from center, we have a flag.
Well, when you have 12 in and you got to run off with everybody watching you run off, you're going to get a flag.
And it's a 5-yard mark off against Lima Perry, which just suffered its third pre-snap penalty of this game. We haven't played a quarter yet. Well, this Lima Perry team, as we noted during conversations with coaches in the pregame, is extremely athletic. Gardner back to pass, screen to the right, caught 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and a good run after catch out to the 26, working very hard to make a 7 or 8 yard gain on the play.
There's been one incomplete pass in this game, and it was an interception off a deflected pass.
Right. Mm-hmm. And one completion by Lehman resulted in a fumble. Dylan Cannon caught the last ball for Lima Perry. Flat pass by Gardner after a deep drop. Snared at the 24, but blasted is the receiver. Wow. Hit extremely hard on the play was Jazz Jackson. He was clobbered by Dylan Arnold, Chuck.
Yes.
So it's third and nine now for Lima Perry, which seems to go forward, backwards, one step ahead, one or two steps back with each play. Gardner, same play to the right, a screen. Uh-oh, it's caught at the 23 and carried like a loaf of bread by Nichols. It's tripped by Layman Catholic, which recovers at the 25-yard line. Yep, that is the third turnover of this game, Chuck.
And that hit was by Wyatt Long. And, boy, he stuck a hand in, knocked the ball loose. That play had no chance. It was a nice play by Long.
Wyatt Long fisted the ball free from the wide receiver, Jamal Whiteside. And Layman's got it in business at the Lima Perry 25, last 5 seconds of the first quarter. 14-6 Cavaliers. Deep drop by Gilardi, under some pressure now, tries to wriggle out of trouble, squirts back to the line of scrimmage, a marker flies in the offensive backfield, and one referee across the way signals holding against Layman, no time on the clock.
Well, if I had a flag, I would have thrown mine too, because it was an obvious hold.
First quarter's come to a close.
Got one play now.
Layman Catholic 14, Lima Perry 6. Offensive penalty against the Cavs, and I think technically, Chuck, the first quarter does come to an end on that play.
I think you have to run one untimed down if on an accepted penalty.
You're right. Yes, you are right. Some college football referees should know that pretty well.
Yeah, Oklahoma State that on their one loss on the year.
So here is the untimed down, the Layman Catholic. No time on the clock. Line of scrimmage, the Lima Perry 39 now after the 15-yard penalty. Or I should say the 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul behind the line of scrimmage. Deep drop by Gilardi, and it's a short post over the middle 28-yard line off the fingertips of the receiver. Good chance at it downfield by Seth Brown, couldn't hang on, and the quarter closes. It'll be Layman football from the Lima Perry 39 when the second quarter starts. Layman Catholic 14, Lima Perry 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We begin play here in quarter number two. Layman with a second down and 24 yards to go from the 39 of Lima Perry, completes a short pass for 5 to the 34. So it's third down and about 18 yards to go for a first down. Gilardi, play action, offensive backfield. He stutters those feet, now looks, middle of the field, open player, goal line, fine catch, over the shoulder. It's Jared Rourke on the reception. Oh, a beautiful post pattern run by Rourke. And he beat the defensive back, Luke Floyd, for Lima Perry, whipped him by 3 or 4 steps. My, what a throw, Chuck, against the wind by the quarterback, Gilardi.
He did a great job throwing into the wind. Rourke did a good job of getting open, and the offensive line gave him all the time he needed to get Rourke open down the middle so he could throw the football.
Yep, stellar protection by the 5 up front for Layman Catholic. Well done by Colin Howler, Wyatt Long, Michael Westner, Seth Sargent, Boy, they did a tremendous job on that interior line. Extra point try, but Denning on the way. Plenty high enough and long enough, and it is true. Lehman Catholic has now opened up a 21-6 lead over Lima Perry. 35 seconds into the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
Owen Smith has been running right through Lima Perry. Big holes created by the Lehman Catholic offensive line. And Elliot Gilardi has looked very sharp throwing the football through the first one quarter plus, Chuck.
96 yards and two touchdowns. Yeah, he's been impressive.
11:25 to go till halftime. Denning kicking off for Lehman Catholic. And it's a lofty pop-up down to the 25-yard line. Returned by Lima Perry. There's a seam in front of the Lima Perry bench, far side of the field, beyond the numbers, 40, 45-yard line, out of bounds.
And Rourke did a good job because if he would have turned the corner there, he had the sideline. That was going to be six the other way.
And it was Floyd on the return for Lima Perry. He was beaten on the touchdown pass by Lehman Catholic. First and 10, Lima Perry from the Commodores, 45-yard line. Lima Perry in the road white. Dark red headgear, red numerals. Lehman Catholic in the home, blue and gold. Blue helmets, blue pants. Long, long, high, floating pass by Lima Perry's Gardner. It is ripped away at the 25-yard line. Well, Gardner arched that one down the field a good 40, 45 yards from where he threw it, Chuck. It was a jump ball. Very good coverage by the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers.
Well, Rourke was actually looked like the receiver. He was inside, and the receiver had to play defender to keep that from being intercepted.
Jared Rourke going both ways for Lehman. Fine performances so far by Rourke on both sides of the ball. Gardner rolling right, moving the pocket, being chased, lofting it downfield across the 50 in the area of the 43, incomplete forward pass. And Gardner slow to get up back at the 37.
Well, I'll tell you, Michael Bunker needs to be careful because if they would have thrown a flag on that, nobody could have argued. That was a little late when he shoved him down.
Yeah, it was. Kobe Glover, 6'4", tight end, had drifted downfield across the field for Lima Perry. Gardner threw it too tall, so it's third and 10. Well, you can tell, Chuck, Lima Perry would much rather throw the football than run it with Gardner at quarterback.
Well, they had negative 24 yards rushing in the first quarter, so that kind of tells you that they definitely need to throw it. He hit his first eight passes. Now he's missed on the last two.
A minute gone, second quarter. Gardner dropping 10 yards behind the line, crossing route. Receiver catches 2 yards downfield. He's smacked and gang tackled right away. Receiver Lamonte Nichols was pounded. Oh, what a hit by Brandon Barhorst of Lehman Catholic. That sets up 4th and 8 for Lima Perry at the Commodores 47. And Lehman Catholic will return from about the 20. Snap back to Chaz Jackson. Kick is away to the return man for Lehman at the 16. Look out. He's got an avenue and a block. 25-30. 35 and Russell down. Good field position for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers.
Barhorst got a little bit of speed, and once he made that first guy miss, he made that on his own.
5'10", 155-pound junior Brandon Barhorst sees a lot of action both sides of the ball for Lehman, too. Cavaliers first and 10 from their own 36. Still 10:26 to go in the second quarter. Already four touchdowns in this game. Play action. Gilardi 10 yards behind the line. It's an out pattern and a little too high, about 10 yards downfield near side of the gridiron. Ball intended for Cameron Lee, 3 or 4 feet above him. Boy, he was almost hung out to dry. He took a lick.
If he would have caught that, he probably would have been had some sore ribs in the morning.
Two receivers each way for Gilardi. And here's the fake to Owen Smith. Gilardi keeps. He skips around right end, and he high jumps a tackler at the 40, and he's knocked down at the 42-yard line. Good run, though, by Gilardi, who absorbed contact on the play. Third and 4 for Layman Catholic from the Cavaliers' 42. Last tackle made by Aaron Rush, middle linebacker for Lima Perry. We've got a marker down offside against the Commodores. And because it was third and 4, Layman will get the automatic first down.
Watch the ball, watch the ball, watch the ball.
9:52 left, first half, 21-6 in favor of Layman Catholic. Line of scrimmage, the Cavaliers 47. Deep handoff to Smith. It's the sprint draw to the line of scrimmage. He slants to the right, beyond the linebackers at the 48, and he stays on his feet, working hard down to the 46. The play goes for 6, second down and 4 for Layman Catholic, outside the Lima Perry 45-yard line. We near the 9:20 mark in the second quarter. 21-6, Layman Catholic. Cameron Lee split 15 yards left. Inside handoff, Gilardi to Smith. And Smith cracks for 4 to the 43. A measurement might ensue here. Last tackle made by R.J. Patton of Lima Perry. But it's a 1st and 10 for Layman Catholic from the Commodores 43. 9 minutes left, second quarter. Cameron Lee again flanked 15 yards to the left. Gilardi dealing to Owen Smith. He hammers over left tackle. He stood up at the 41 or 42. He did not gain much. In fact, his forward progress not given to him. Second down and a little over 9 to go for a first down. Outside the 42 of Lima Perry. Layman Catholic flanks two receivers to the right. Gilardi looks in the left flat, has a man at the 43 who stiff arms a tackler, and he keeps digging down inside the 35. Boy, what a defiant run after catch to the 32-yard line by the Layman Catholic Cavaliers.
Dylan Arnold.
That's exactly who that was, Chuck. Dylan Arnold with a strong play, formidable run after catch. And he stayed in bounds and got the first down at the Lima Perry 32. Here's a pass in the left flat to Cameron Lee as the receiver for Layman dragged two people downfield. Lee was open, caught it, stays on his feet, breaks a tackle, 15, 10, 7-yard line. A late marker is down. I said Cameron Lee. It was Seth Brown showing some moves and wheels on that play. But let's see if the flag brings it back, Chuck. It does.
That's a shame because the block in the back happened about 10 yards behind where Brown was running with the football. That was a heck of a run.
Sure was. Bill Zimmerman, offensive coordinator for Layman Catholic, highlighted the wideouts in the pregame. It's an excellent group for Layman, as good as any in the area at receiving the football and running patterns.
Well, you got Rourke, you got Brown, you got Arnold.
Lee.
You got Lee. Yeah. That's... I would take my chances with any of them with the football.
And Braden Sherman and Brandon Barhorst fill in as well. All of them with very good speed, and they've displayed excellent hands so far this year. And good at making people miss. So it winds up being a 1st and 7 for Layman at the 30 of Lima Perry. Here's a long throw by Gilardi down inside the 10-yard line. Lima Perry is there to pick off the errant pass, but it's dropped, and Layman gets a break.
I think that's Plummy, and I think he's on the ground.
He might have landed right on the football. air was sucked out of him. He had the interception, stumbled to the turf, lost it. Tell you, Chuck, on review, it could conceivably have been called an intercept, and then the ground caused the ball to come out. I don't know, toss up.
Well, yeah, but if he hits the ground and then it pops out, it's not going to be a catch.
Ruled incomplete. Gilardi missed his man big time. He was trying to hit Rourke down inside the 10, well to the right of him. Gardner had the interception, could not hang on, though. And when play resumes, Lehman Catholic will have a 2nd and 7 from the Lima Perry 30. We think it was Gardner.
It was Gardner. He's the safety back there. I mean, he's a center fielder. He's the quarterback. Without him, this could turn into something ugly.
And he's ginger on one leg.
Yeah, he came down hard. That the turf is wonderful, but it's hard when you come down on it like that.
It doesn't do you any favors, does it?
No.
Not kind at all. 7:48 to go, second quarter. 21-6, Lehman leads Lima Perry. 2nd down and 7 coming up for Lehman Catholic after the interception was dropped by the Commodores.
And they're carrying him. I was hoping maybe it was just he got jarred, like you said, but it doesn't look good. And he had a leg injury that kept him out last year.
And not only a very good quarterback for the football team at Lima Perry, he is a rock-solid guard on the basketball team that won the district a year ago and advanced to the regionals. Here's Gilardi trying to throw for Lehman Catholic. 6 Commodores are after him. They've got him wrapped up, but he gets free. There are flags flying left and right. And coming to the near sideline is Gilardi, who ran about 40 or 50 yards on the play to get downfield for a net 2 or 3. But let's see what the yellow laundry is all about. It's got to be against Lehman.
Well, yeah, Rourke cracked back on that. And what the referee is saying is that he went helmet to helmet, which I don't have a replay, so I can't argue. I know one thing. That kid knows he got hit.
Tell you what, there have been some stellar hits in this game. Some blocks have been not only crisp, but they have been jarring ones and have sent players flying through the air a few yards, as did that one. But it was illegal, and Lehman Catholic suffers as a result of the major penalty walk-off back to about the 50. It doesn't look like the officials are going to stop walking, Chuck.
Well, where could that have happened that they're all the way back at their own 42?
Well, Gilardi wandered all the way back to the 50 before eluding several Commodores. Then a flag flew in, maybe in the area of the Lima Perry 45. And now Lehman starts from its own 42, believe it or not. Here's Owen Smith getting valuable yardage back as he crawls through the right side of the line of scrimmage. His knee doesn't touch, though. He stays off the ground, then gets upright and barrels over the 50, tripped up at the 43 of Lima Perry. Strong run of a good 15 yards by Owen Smith. It's now 3rd and 20 for Lehman at the Lima Perry 43. And guess what? Gilardi's going to throw. Rolls out to the right. Throws to the sidelines out of bounds at the 33-yard line. Intended on the play for Sherman of Lehman, and now the Cavaliers will have to punt. Boy, it's been a game of a step forward and then a step or two backwards in a few series for both teams.
Right. I mean, that was a real hustle play by Rourke, and he cracked him good. And I would like to have you ask Bill Zimmerman what that looked like on film.
The helmet for the Lima Perry player did stay on. Shoulder pads flew off, though. Here is the punt by Lehman Catholic's Cameron Lee, who says, that one's on me. It's a very good punt, but so good against the wind that it lights at the 5-yard line and goes through the end zone. I tell you what, Lehman Catholic has a very good group of specialists. The long snap, the holding, place kicking, punting, outstanding. And it's that kind of special teams play that in a few more football games, Chuck, before the season is over, will make the difference for Lehman Catholic and could very well be decisive come playoff time, because Lehman Catholic's kicking game is superb. First and 10, Lima Perry, 20-yard line.
Well, Plummy Garner carried off the field and ran back out. He's still playing quarterback.
Amazing. Outside handoff goes on the play to Whitehead. He tries to get the corner turned. He's on the periphery of the Lehman defense, breaks tackles, another, surges to the 30. He's got a dozen and a first down, far side of the field, outside the numbers, right in front of the Lima Perry bench. 6.5 to go, second quarter. 21-6, Lehman Catholic leads. Plummy Gardner displaying a cat with 9 lives so far in this game. He has been drilled to the ground, I can think, 3 or 4 times. But is back out there. He drifts to the right on a first down pass play and arches it well over the receiver's head beyond the Lehman Catholic bench at the 45-yard line as he tried to find Wayne Smith, his running back, out of the backfield. 2nd and 10 for Lima Perry at the Commodores 32. With 6:08 to go now in the second quarter of this game. One, two, three receivers flanked to the near side for Gardner. Lone back alongside him is Whiteside, who sets up a couple steps to the right. Gardner rolls that direction. He's got a couple receivers going down and out to the right. Doesn't throw to either one. Tucks the football away and scampers. Far side of the field. Lehman Catholic chasing Gardner out of bounds after a plus 11 to the 43. And with that incomplete pass and then the run out of bounds, the clock stops after each play.
Well, Braden Sherman that time did not make the tackle, but he stayed home, because if he would have been running after the football, Plummy would still be running.
1st and 10, Gardner, a lot of time in the pocket. Zips one over the middle too high at the 48. He was trying to find Nichols. Nichols leaps, couldn't come close to getting to the football because Gardner aired that one out well above his head at the midfield stripe. So it's 2nd down and 10 for Lima Perry at the 43 of the Commodores. 21-6 Lehman, 5:52 left, second quarter. Whoops! And a couple of Lima Perry wideouts far side of the field shoot off the line of scrimmage and get about a 4-yard head start before the snap.
You can't even do that in Canadian football.
And that is at least the 4th pre-snap penalty on Lima Perry in this game. 2nd and 15, Lima Perry. Rolling left is the QB, Plummy Gardner. A rifle pass up to the 48, busted up on the play by Lehman. Good coverage, I think it was.
Well, you got that was Barhorse. You got Rourke, Barhorse, and Smith, and those young men are all over that football. Their people aren't getting open at all.
I thought it was Barhorse who got his right fist on that football. Lehman Catholic secondary really learning how to play quality pass defense in this game tonight. Here's Gardner, long throw down the field inside the 25-yard line. It is Whitehead with a leaping attempt. Oh, he had a shot at it, but two Lehman defenders strip it away. Boy, you talk about superb defensive coverage in the secondary that time by Lehman. Well done. Two men downfield on the receiver who was a marked man.
Well, I'm going to give Wyatt Long a little credit, too, because he had a free run at the quarterback, and he pulled off instead. I mean, it was so hard not to drill a kid, but he pulled off, or it would have been a 15-yard penalty.
Sherman and Barhorst on the double coverage for Lehman Catholic. And on 4th and 15, Lima Perry is saddled with another pre-hike penalty. And Plummy Gardner can really heave it a long, long way.
He's got a heck of an arm.
And he's got some skillful, speedy wide receivers.
Well, like Coach Lane said, I mean, he does it on the run, too. He's not back there throwing in the pocket.
But Lehman has well scouted the Commodores tonight, no question. Here's the punt return from the 25 to Lehman. Broken tackle, another one. And staying afloat at the 30-38-yard line is the return man for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Excellent job by Barhorst, as he made multiple men for Lima Perry miss on that play. First and 10 Cavaliers from the 39 with 5:22 to go in the second quarter. Seems like it's taken an eternity, Chuck.
It has.
For that clock to work from 7 minutes down to five.
Yeah, it's almost 8 o'clock.
We've been on the field nearly an hour, and we are still midway point second quarter. Inside handoff, Owen Smith stalemated at the 40, maybe a plus yard and a half. Second down, a little more than 8 coming up for Lehman Catholic. Good play in there by Lima Perry. Eric Jackson, defensive tackle, put the helmet on the ball carrier, Owen Smith. Second down and 9 for the Cavaliers. Here's Gilardi faking to Smith, but Lima Perry's not fooled. And Elliot Gilardi is wrapped up at the 36. He lost 4 or 5. Third down and 13 or 14 yards to go coming up for Lehman Catholic. 4:40 left to go in the second quarter. 21-6 Lehman Catholic. Two receivers right to the wide side, two to the left. Gilardi with plenty of time. Here's a long, tall pass down inside the 30-yard line. Oh, Lehman nearly catches at the 26. And running hard toward the football, I think
Dylan Arnold.
Was Dylan Arnold, and he had a couple of Lima Perry defenders whipped.
Yeah, he was 10 yards behind him, and the ball was about 1 yard thrown too long.
Again, against the wind, Elliot Gilardi showing off that arm strength of his as he unleashed one, just missing Dylan Arnold. That would have been 6 had Arnold managed to reel that one in. Lehman to punt now. And the boot is away, caught on the dead run by Perry, touched and muffed at the 30. Who's got it? Commodores, I think, got it back. Or did Lehman plop on it? Of course, each team is signaling we've got the football. The referees will be the decision makers here. They unpile and award it to Lehman at the Lima Perry 30.
I'll tell you what, Ethan knew, because the Lima Perry kid absolutely had the football when he first got down on it, and knew took it away from him in the pile.
And now the officials confer for a second time and make a re-award and give it back to Lima Perry.
How can you look at it and call it the wrong way?
Well, they called New York.
Are these the ones that did the Pittsburgh Bengals game?
Oh, my goodness. 4:10 left to go here in the second quarter. Lima Perry football, after all, at the Commodores 30. Boy, that was a huge play, because Lehman would have gotten possession deep in Commodores territory and a chance to work the margin up to 3 scores.
Right, yeah, that would have been huge.
Lima Perry football, 30-yard line, 21-6 Cavaliers. Lima Perry can make this a game at the halftime break with a touchdown on this final drive. Here's a flat pass thrown by Gardner right on the money to the receiver at the 30-yard line. He had some room to operate for several yards, but simply dropped the football. Ball dished into the flat for Cannon, who mishandled it. Second down and 10, Lima Perry. Still over 4 minutes to play in the second quarter. The quarterback, Gardner's got 2 men alongside. It's a counter back to the left. Positive yardage, productive run for 10, 11 yards over the 40 to the 41. It was Cannon exploding, making up for the missed reception on the previous play. He goes for 11, first and 10, Lima Perry, 41-yard line. 3:59 left in the second. Two receivers left, two to the right. Gardner takes the snap. He's going to run right away. He sprints to the left, cuts it upfield, outside the hash marks, far side, and he scoots to the 47 or 8. He's got at least 7. Barhorst hemmed him in. Help from Sherman.
Most of his runs are out of the shotgun, looking to pass, but that was an actually designed quarterback draw that time.
We've seen Gardner under center some early in this game, but more frequently here lately, he's been in the spread. Back each way alongside. Gardner's under duress here. He's got to dance out of pressure, and he rumbles to the far side of the field. Tight ropes the boundary, got to the 50, 1 yard short of a first down. Third down coming, more like two to go for a first down. Ball marked for play at the Lima Perry 49. Commodores must get to the Lehman 49 for a first down as we near the three-minute mark late in the second quarter. Under center now, Gardner gives it to Cannon. Cannon busts over a left tackle. Good run by him. Disciplined. He waited for the hole to slide open, and then he slithered through it for 6 or 7 to the 44 of Lehman. First and 10. And Lima Perry, Chuck, has crunched out some good yards on the ground last couple plays.
They've got 50 yards here in the second quarter when they were minus 24 in the first.
2:45 to go till halftime. Three receivers near side. Lehman expecting pass. Gardner rolls right, throws back to the left. A little bubble screen dropped on the play, but right side at the 40. He had a 7 or 8 yard gain, 3 or 4 yards after the catch available to him. Lima Perry has not hung on to at least a couple throws from Gardner on this drive. Second and 10 from the Lehman 44. And with each incompletion, Chuck, only 7-8 seconds clicks away off the clock. Here is Gardner sprinting to the left, trying to get to the outside. Lehman Catholic will have none of it as they box him in and deck him at the 43, no gain. Third and about 8 to go for a first down. Forward progress does permit him a 2 yard advance. As we near the 2 minute mark late in the second quarter, Lehman 21, Lima Perry 6. Gardner with trips to the right, rolls that direction. Here come the gold shirts after him. He fires a bullet down inside the 30 yard line. The Lima Perry receiver catches at the 27, does his best to keep a foot in, but can't get the job done. Tough break for Lima Perry. And that sets up a 4th and 8 to go for the Lima Perry Commodores. Wide out Austin Mooney, or I should say Austin Money is the receiver's name, did his best, Chuck, to keep a foot in, didn't, and now Lima Perry's got a decision to make.
Well, Gardner's on the ground, so that's going to help make their decision.
Boy, he has been nicked up but bounced right back up a few times already in this game. 2 minutes even left in the second quarter. Lehman Catholic leads it 21-6. 4th and 12 coming up for Lima Perry at the 44 of Lehman Catholic. We'll tell you about Brookins in Fort Loramie, one of our underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. For those of you who haven't heard of Brookins, it's been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on its walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. It's the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins, Brookens.usa.com. Good decision by Lima Perry, which plans to punt the football here on 4th and 12 from the Lehman 44. And the kick hits down inside the 15-yard line and hops its way into the end zone And now Lehman Catholic, Chuck, has an opportunity to put its two-minute drill to work. A minute 54 to go, second quarter, 21-6 Cavaliers, who initiate this drive right at the 20.
Well, I don't know if they'll be real aggressive because they do get the ball to start the third quarter. So,
understand now, thanks to Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News, the Sydney Yellow Jackets lead West Carrollton 40-0. Piqua over Xenia 28-14. Those games very, very close to halftime if they are not already at the halftime break. Productive running play by Lehman on first and 10 from the 20 out to the 27. Smith carved out 7 yards on the play. Now Gilardi wants to throw. Looking far right hash. Jump ball off the hands of Cameron Lee. And then a deflection by Lima Perry again. A touch by Lehman Catholic, and it's on the turf at the 38.
Three Lehman players had a chance to catch that time. Bunker looks like he might have hurt himself. He was the initial one to touch the ball.
1:27 to go, second quarter. Lehman Catholic 21, Lima Perry 6. With 3rd and 4 coming up for Lehman. Another stoppage of action down in the field. Timeout on the gridiron. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
See your best, look your best, feel your best. Primary Eye Care with several locations in the Upper Miami Valley, Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, St. Paris, and Troy. Michael Bunker, appears to be okay for Lehman Catholic, which resumes play with a 3rd and 4. Line of scrimmage, the 27 of the Cavaliers with 1:27 left to go here in the second quarter. Bunker did come off under his own power, right, Chuck?
He jogged off.
Here is Gilardi to throw on 3rd and 4. It's a possession pass play and a good route run by the receiver far side of the field, who went down to the 40, put on the brakes, and stormed back to the line of scrimmage. Reception made at the 35. Chuck, who was that who caught it? Was it?
It was Rourke.
It was Jared Rourke, yep. Good footwork by him as he eluded coverage. 1st and 10, Lehman, 35-yard line. Flat pass at the 32, caught. There's a block, another block, and the run after catch is a beauty up over the 50. Into Lima Perry territory at the 48-yard line. That was Seth Brown who caught it. He made people miss. Lehman with another jolting block back at the 42.
That was Barhorst who laid that one out.
That one was clean. It was aggressive, hard-nosed, clean. And another Commodore player is shaken up. Minute 16 left to go here in the first half. 21-6 Lehman, which will have the football at the Lima Perry 49-yard line. They don't miss out on great savings on high-quality furniture at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Extremely high-quality furniture priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Take advantage of the coupon at the Goffney Furniture website, goffneyfurniture.com. That's G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. And the Lima Perry player who gets up and walks to the far side is Luke Floyd.
Good sportsmanship by Barhorse that time. Went up and patted him. I'm sure asking if he was all right.
Wow, this has been a hard-hitting game, Chuck. We've had enough aggressive hits and players shaking up on their back. We've had as many tonight as you might have in 3 or 4 weeks of football.
I thought the one that they threw the flag on was also aggressive and clean.
1 minute, 16 seconds left to go in the first half. Lehman Catholic trying to go up three scores with a late touchdown here in the second quarter. 21-6 lead Lehman, 49-yard line of Lima Perry. Sprint draw action, I should say. Gilardi to Owen Smith. He cuts out right outside right tackle. Utilizes blockers, forges his way down inside the 45 to the 43, and a timeout is called by Lehman after a 7-yard run. A minute 5 left in the first half. Lehman Catholic, in terms of timeouts, Chuck, has...
That was the first one they've called, I think. They got two left.
Yes. Scoreboard just clicked 2, and Lima Perry's got the full complement of 3 remaining. So Lehman's got to negotiate 42 yards with 2 timeouts and 65 seconds remaining here in the first half.
Well, we might get a shot and see that big leg for the field goal. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Exactly. You're right. That is a real weapon for Lehman Catholic this year because Michael Denning is a superb booter. Soccer style, 6'1", 180, a sophomore. And he's got a dynamite swing in that leg of his. He can really crack the long boot. Fort Laramie on its way to win number 1 tonight, leading Hardin Northern 42-6 at halftime. Marion Local up 20-0 over Versailles at the break. Thanks to Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News, for those scores. Deep drop by the quarterback, Gilardi, looking midfield. The receiver is hit hard before the ball comes close to arriving. Lima Perry nearly intercepts. A late marker flies in. It's called for. That was pass interference without question.
I don't know what he was thinking.
Well, 15 yards from the line of scrimmage will enable Lehman Catholic now to set up shop outside the Lima Perry 25-yard line. We still have 63 seconds to go in the first half. Well, Chuck, if it were an NFL game, I would say don't score too fast.
Yeah.
Here is a deep handoff on the play to Smith. That sprint draw again. Look out. He breaks a tackle. Another. Stays on his feet. Drags men with him. Inside the 15, the 10. Owen Smith sliding down to about the 6-yard line. Wow. Owen Smith filling in at the running back spot for Jacob Earhart, who's got a shoulder and turf toe. And, well, the Cavaliers haven't missed a beat rushing the football.
Well, this young man is very, very quick.
55 seconds to go in the first half of this game, and Lima Perry takes its first time out of the night. Goal to go, Lehman Catholic. Lima Perry, 6. Under a minute to go in the first half. Cavaliers up 21-6 and trying to stretch the advantage to 3 TDs on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
And here's Elliot Gilardi on goal to go from the six with a quick strike to the two-yard line. The catch is good, and it is a touchdown. Well done by the Cavaliers. Chuck, I couldn't pick up the numeral of the young man who made the reception. He's coming off to the near side, I think.
Too many people around the ball. That was just a quick pop over the middle, and it looks like it might have been Jared Rourke.
That's who I thought it was, yes. We'll give credit to Rourke on the reception in traffic at the two, and then he lowered the boom on a couple Lima Perry defensive backs and barreled his way into the end zone. Well done by Rourke. Perfect throw by Gilardi on first and goal from the six. And here's the PAT try by Denning on the way, and he nails another one. He's only missed one all year. 28-6, Lehman Catholic leads. 50 seconds to go first half on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Well, up a little over a minute ago, Chuck, Lima Perry had the football, had ideas of whittling this halftime lead for Lehman Catholic down to one touchdown. It was a two-score lead by Lehman at that point with 2 minutes left in the first half, 21-6. But Lehman Catholic forced Lima Perry to give up the football on a punt. And Lehman Catholic, in just over a minute of play, a minute four to be exact, took it 80 yards for a touchdown to lead 28-6. And the Lima Perry return man in the kickoff is hemmed in back inside the 15-yard line and thrown down at about the 12 or 13.
Alvaro Barrera, heck of a play.
Yep, good pursuit downfield by the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers.
So did I say that correctly?
Well, I'm going to give you an A-plus on that one.
Okay.
Barrera, 5'6", 155, a junior, and he used every inch, every pound to put a jolt on the Lima Perry return man, Nichols, at the 12-and-a-half. Lima Perry a little mixed up in the offensive backfield with 43 seconds to go in the first half, takes a timeout with Lehman Catholic leading by a score of 28-6. Our halftime guest, by the way, will be Jeremy Lorenzo. He is the head coach for the girls' soccer team at Lehman Catholic, which is 8-0-1 on the year. The only blemish, a first-game tie to Cincinnati Madeira. Big match coming up tomorrow for the Lehman Catholic soccer girls at 5 p.m. at home against Bishop Fenwick. Lengthy conversation with Coach Lorenzo, who is a Sydney law enforcement officer, by the way, in his full-time job. Sometimes he says coaching the girls' soccer at Lehman Catholic is a full-time job, too.
Yeah, you're right. Being a head coach at anything, any sport, if you do it correctly, it takes up a lot of your time.
Lehman Catholic participates in the fairly newly formed Western Ohio Soccer League with Coldwater, Anna, Delta St. John's, Bodkins, to name a few. Last three Division III state champs in girls' soccer have come from this southwest region. And Lehman Catholic over the years has built a very strong tradition in girls soccer, which is being sustained by Coach Lorenzo. Oh, here is a double pass play by Lima Perry, and it's worked to perfection. Ball thrown to the right flat to Whitehead, who pitches a spiral down the near side of the field to the big tight end. Is caught by Glover at the 45, and he rambles over midfield. Tackle made at the 40. And now Lima Perry is walking back down to the previous line of scrimmage.
Because I think the pass was thrown forward. The initial pass was thrown forward instead of backward. That's got to be what the call is.
Or was the ball actually thrown the second time, Chuck, from beyond the line of scrimmage? Could that be the call?
I think it was the backward pass.
Yep. Any one of our previous seven thoughts is
whatever happened, it didn't count.
Right. That's the bottom line. 33 seconds to go in the first half. 28-6 in favor of Lehman Catholic. And this second quarter, Chuck, has taken, about 50 minutes to play, I think.
It's October the 1st. That's all I know.
New line of scrimmage, the 6 for Lima Perry, which is down 28-6. And now the Commodores may not be too risky. We've got a counter back to the near side. It is Cannon who punches out about 5 yards across the 5 to the 9. 18, 17 seconds to go in the second quarter. Lehman leading 28-6, and the Cavaliers will get the ball to start the second half. Lima Perry not hasty about commencing this play from scrimmage. And the half will finish. That's it. We played two quarters here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, in this Northwest Central Conference clash tonight between Lehman Catholic and Lima Perry. And the Cavaliers lead the Commodores. It's a 28-6 bulge at the halftime break. We've got the Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report upcoming, plus a conversation with Lehman Catholic girls head soccer coach Jeremy Lorenzo when we come back. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. On a warm, humid night here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field at Sydney High School, the Cavaliers lead Lima Perry 28-6. Lehman Catholic with a 3-touchdown margin in this game, having scored in the last minute of the first half to extend the spread to 22 points. Our halftime report is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. Lehman Catholic with a long 90-yard drive to finish the first half of play.
Yeah, they, offensively, they did a real nice job in the first half. They ran the ball 19 times for 128 yards. 12 of 19 throwing it for 133 yards and three touchdowns, 261 total yards, 10 first downs. They did turn the ball over twice in the first half. Lima Perry ran the ball 15 times for 30 yards, 2 yards a carry, ain't going to get it. 9 of 18 throwing the ball for 60, only 90 total yards in the first half, six first downs. They also turned the ball over twice in the first half.
Now, both teams victimized, but penalties so far, Lima Perry more so.
Right, they've struggled. They got 90 yards in the first half in the first place, but when you have, you're going back and you're always first and 15, first and 20, that makes for a long behind the chains.
It looks to me like Chuck Lehman Catholic's coaching staff has got the Cavaliers extremely well prepared for Lima Perry and Plummy Gardner at quarterback.
Yeah, they're doing a good job of, A, the interior line is putting pressure on him, mm-hmm. forcing him out of the pocket, and then the people on the outside are forcing him back in. They're not giving him running lanes. That's about as well as you can defend him in the first half.
Now, Owen Smith filling in for Dylan Arnold, at the offensive running back post has been excellent. As I noted, middle of the first half, Cavaliers have not missed a beat. Owen Smith, outstanding defensive back a year ago for Lehman Catholic. That shows he's got some offensive skills, too.
Yeah, he's been outstanding on both sides of the ball. And right now, my biggest challenge here at halftime is wondering who's going to step up, because I got about six Clancy's players of the game in mind right now for the Cavaliers. So
anybody else in the area, Chuck, able to rival the wideouts, the number of skill players the Lehman Catholic can put on the field? Wow.
No, not as bad. I mean, at this level for sure, but I mean, even watching the bigger schools play, no, they're terrific.
28-6, Lehman Catholic leads Lima Perry at the half. A report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. 28-6 Lehman Catholic over Lima Perry here at the half. Thanks to our major anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, and Troy Body Car Star, U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News. As we noted several minutes ago, Jeremy Lorenzo is the girls' head soccer coach at Lehman Catholic. A fine year for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers girls' soccer team, 8-0-1, heading into play tomorrow at 5 on the Lehman Catholic campus against Bishop Fenwick. We talked to Coach Lorenzo a few days ago, and like so many high school soccer coaches, he got his start with the game at a very young age.
I remember my dad was sitting in a recliner when I was a little kid, and he was reading the paper, and he showed me this ad in the newspaper for Say Soccer sign-ups. I was probably 7 or 8, asked me if I would like to play. So that's where it all started a long, long time ago. grew up playing rec soccer, club soccer, and Xenia with the Xenia Soccer Club. Went to high school, played all 4 years in high school, and decided I wanted to go and play in college. So I went to Wilmington College at the time. They're an NAIA school, a very good soccer program, ranked in the country, and it was an honor to get to go there and play and be a part of that process. Unfortunately, I got there and after my freshman year in college, I decided that maybe I wasn't ready for school yet, as I think a lot of people realize that when they go to school. So I decided to go in the military, went in the Navy at that time, and was playing in the Navy, trying to get on the all-Navy soccer team and just, continue to play the sport. But unfortunately, the ship I was on was involved in a typhoon, and we had damage to the ship.
Wow.
And was stationed overseas, and they were like, you're not going anywhere. we need you here. So got out of the Navy, started a family, and when my boys got old enough, I started coaching them, and that's where we've been ever since.
Third year head coach, Layman Catholic girls soccer, full-time profession is law enforcement, City of Sydney.
Yes. It's a nice balance for me. When I'm being a police officer, I'm not thinking much about soccer, so I'm not stressing over that. And then when I'm coaching soccer and I'm putting everything into that, I'm not thinking about my profession. So it's a nice balance for me.
I know one of the questions I often asked my mom and dad at an early age was, why don't police officers, nurses, teachers make a heck of a lot more money? You're not in the field for salary earnings, although the pay is good, but it's the intrinsic reward of making things safe for the community.
Yes, I've said it multiple times. Most of the people that I work with will say it. We don't do this for the money, even though we're not going to argue about the money that we do make.
Right.
But most of us do this because we feel there's a certain calling for us to do this, and we genuinely help. We enjoy helping people, and especially a community that you live in. You want to do the things that you can do to make this community better and safer.
Sure. Jeremy Lorenzo, head coach, Layman Catholic girls soccer, our guest here at the half of Layman Catholic football. Talk about this year's Layman Catholic soccer team, undefeated, heading into tomorrow's match against Fenwick at Layman Catholic at 5:00.
Yeah, we've had a great start to the season. We just went over the halfway mark. We're happy with our success, but we're not satisfied. We're not content. We have goals, and I've told my girls, that we're not there yet. Obviously, this shows that we took our goals seriously. Mm-hmm. We're continuing to work towards those goals, but our goal was never to be undefeated. It's to get as far as we can in the tournament.
Sure.
And I couldn't be happier with our start, though. We started off out of the gate with three very challenging games, and we got those behind us, and then we kind of got into a softer part of our schedule. Not taking anything away from those teams, but those games scare you more than the big games because you've got to show up, and you can't take anybody for granted.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm extremely proud of where we're at right now, but we're in no means done yet. We've got a strong second half of the season coming up, and we'll see where we are at the end.
Yeah, Layman Catholic girls take part in a fairly new conference called the Western Ohio Soccer League.
That's correct. The league is in its third year.
Mm-hmm.
It's comprised of a lot of schools that are in the football conference that don't have soccer teams.
Right.
It's nice to be in a league because those games matter. And it also gives the girls more recognition. You know, get a chance to get some league honors, get some notoriety, get some recognition there. But you know, the league is young. Some of the schools that are in it are getting better, and it's getting more competitive every year.
Mm-hmm. This year's Lehman Catholic girls soccer team features fine balance from each class: freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. 7 very good seniors on this year's squad.
Yes, and I couldn't say enough about my seniors. This is kind of a, I'm in my third year coaching here. I'm in my fourth year coaching here, 3rd year as a head coach. I don't know Lehman Catholic without these senior girls. They've been here from my first day. When they graduate, I don't know how I'm gonna feel about that.
Right.
But we're blessed to have 7 senior girls that are all strong players, and that makes a huge difference in your program. And with our 2013 regional final squad, we had a strong core of seniors there, and it definitely makes a huge difference when you have a group of players on the field that don't want to lose. They don't want every tournament game to be their last game.
Right.
And that means a lot.
Yeah. And take a moment and highlight those 7 outstanding seniors who are great leaders for you.
Well, I have my 3 tri-captains, Katie Edwards, Mariah Pauly, and Hannah Fote. And I couldn't say enough about those 3. Three remarkable leaders, all very good players. All of my seniors are really bought into the program, but these 3 are very committed. On the field, they're leaders. They lead by speaking, and they also lead by their actions, by their play, on and off the field. I have Katrin O'Leary, who is a tremendous athlete. This is a girl that's never played club soccer, and where most of my players have, and has just blown me away since day one.
Wow.
She's just athletic. She's been a 3-year starter. Is just everything you could want in a soccer player. I have Kate Hem. Kate has made some tremendous strides in her game. She came in and she was a midfielder, and I converted her to an outside back, and that's taken some adjustments for her. But she works really hard. She'll give you everything that she has on the field, and I couldn't be prouder of her when she's in there. And I know I can count on her, and she's just a great kid too. She's just a really fun person to coach. Liz Pax, a senior, she's one of a kind. When she was a sophomore, she tore ACL, and that year, she came to every practice, every game. Her dad was the stat guy. Her dad still came to every game.
Wow.
and kept stats.
That's neat.
And
that's neat.
Liz hasn't been starting this year, but she comes in off the bench. She's had a lot of goals. She could start at any time. But she's very unselfish, and she's a great role player on this team, and just a phenomenal ball striker. Has one of the smoothest shots I've ever seen in a player.
Mm-hmm.
We have Lexi Caulfield as well. Lexi's a center back, and she's going to be a hard one to fill. She's going to be a hard one to fill when she graduates. Lexi, when she came in as a freshman, I think she was a little shell-shocked about how demanding high school soccer was, the fitness aspect of it, the commitment. And, she was a girl in the 2013 regional final team who we asked to come and be a ball girl. She didn't make the roster. She was a junior varsity player. And we have to bring, I think, 3 or 4 ball girls to every tournament game.
Sure.
And she told me that following summer, she's like, "Hey, I don't want to be a ball girl anymore. I want to play." She told me, she said, "Hey, I watched that regional final game, and I want to be a part of this." And she came in and was a different player. And since that time, she's been just a tremendous, tremendous center back for us. I just, this senior bunch has just been outstanding for me. And like I said, I don't know Layman without him. So next year is going to be definitely different for me.
Hey, Jeremy Lorenzo, head coach, Layman Catholic Girls Soccer. There is a method to the madness when it comes to coaching the game. Onlookers may not think so, but talk about your schemes, your formations as head coach at Layman.
Well, it's no secret that we like to play a 4-3-3. There definitely is a method to the madness out there. It's tough being a soccer guy because you don't really have anybody you can talk soccer with. You know, when I go to work and I talk to one of my fellow officers, if I was going to talk football, we could talk about formations and
soccer. What's that?
Yeah. So, Tony Schrader, who's retired from soccer, is about the only guy I can call and talk to. But I think he's avoiding me now because he knows I'm going to call and talk his ear off about the sport. But yeah, there's definitely a method to the madness. We like to consider ourselves a team that likes to possess the ball and play quickly, but we can also play very direct when we need to as well.
Sure. What, the last three seasons, the state champ has come from the Southwest region in D3. Strong again is this region. Layman Catholic, certainly a club to be reckoned with come tournament time.
Yes, I think so. We're definitely in the toughest region in the state. Summit Country Day won state last year, Hamilton Baden the 2 years before that. Typically, the state champion comes out of this region, which makes that district final and those regional games huge games.
Sure.
State semifinal caliber competition there. But, you know, at the end of the day, you've got to play at some point. You know, it's unfortunate. A lot of times we go play those games earlier than we want to. But, you know, if we want to get to state and win a state, then we've got to be able to beat those teams.
What area does your club need to improve in most over the last half of the season to get ready for the big tournament in Division III?
Well, I think that, we're always striving to get better, everything that we do. We've got to make sure that we're continuing to control the controllables. You know, that's something that we continue to preach. You know, can we control how much we communicate on the field? Can we control our work rate on the field?
Mm-hmm.
Can we control our ability to mentally prepare for the game, to do the proper nutrition, to get the proper rest from the game? Those are the things that we always continue to try to get better at. We want to continue to, you know, work on our game speed and be able to, match high-intensity games and play, and continue to play at a high level in those types of environments. So it's something that's tough to prepare for. So it's something we got to continue to work at.
Coach Lorenzo, best of luck come tournament time. I'm sure you'll have the Layman Catholic girls soccer team primed for the sectional, district, regional, and hopefully the state.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We need all the luck we can get, and I appreciate the support.
Words of Jeremy Lorenzo, third year head girls soccer coach at Layman Catholic. The team is off to a great start this year. 8 wins, a tie. Come out, watch them play. The Layman Catholic girls soccer team in action tomorrow on the Layman Catholic campus at 5 versus Bishop Fenwick. Should be a fine contest. Layman Catholic girls soccer team, very deep, talented, and fun to watch. And a lot of people, Chuck, don't know a whole lot about soccer, but it is a contact sport, requires a high degree of skill, and Layman Catholic's developed quite a tradition in girls soccer at the high school.
I always equated it as, because I coached soccer also at Piqua High School, and I equated it as playing basketball with your feet. And seriously, I mean, you set up triangles and you run people through and you do some of the same stuff with some screens.
Yeah.
But, I was not a huge soccer fan before I started coaching it, and I really became a fan not only of the sport, but a fan of the people that play it, because it takes some real stamina and skill.
Oh, doesn't it, though? Yeah, you're right. Stamina and skill, to be sure. 28-6, our halftime score. Layman Catholic leads Lima Perry. Layman Catholic with a big touchdown in the last minute of the first half of play to advance the lead from 2 scores out to 3. Lima Perry had the football with a couple minutes to go in the second quarter, down but 2 touchdowns. but gave the ball up on a punt. And in a little over a minute, Lehman Catholic took it 80 for a score. Thus, we have the 28-6 difference at the halftime break. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to aid small businesses in the region by providing high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices like phones, handhelds, iPods, and iPads. Adam Rice offering high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948, 538-6948, Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Understand that Troy head coach Matt Burbacher and his Trojans in front of Miamisburg, 14-7 halftime at Troy. A lot of people thought maybe Troy's 4-0 record was a little bit of a fluke, but based on that halftime score, Chuck, I'd say the Troy Trojans are for real.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And he's such a nice guy, and his dad came over from Tip City, and what a combination. I'm a Piqua guy, so it's hard to say, but I'm excited for Troy football for those gentlemen.
And Matt's former team, Fort Loramie, clobbering Hardin Northern tonight. Redskins, coached by Whit Parks, well on their way to win number one of the season.
Well, this is where they started their run last year.
Yes.
So that 0-4 start was against some real tough competition.
Yep, sure was. Tough luck loss suffered by Fort Loramie last week at Riverside, 19-14, as the Pirates scored right near the end of the game to pull it out. 28-6 Lehman Catholic, opening kickoff to start the third quarter by Lima Perry. Goes down inside the five, returned by Lehman, back out to the 22, and we start the third quarter, Chuck, on a play resembling quite a few that we had in the first half, a penalty thrown down on the field, I think an offensive motion call coming up against Lehman.
Well, it looked like there was a couple of people in motion, or it was an illegal formation, because if it was a false start, it would have stopped the play, so... It had to be an illegal formation.
And the game was plagued by penalties in the first half.
Well, we had 22 last week, so I don't think we're quite there yet.
Lima Perry had 5 pre-snap penalties in the first two quarters. Lehman now with a 1st and 15 from its own 18, leading 28-6. And here's a handoff on the play. Did Gilardi keep it? Oh, nice run by Elliott.
Great fake.
Oh,
great fake.
I think everybody down on the field in white, plus a few folks up here in the press box, such as Jack and Jeff.
I saw who had it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
okay.
I saw the fake, but it really was an outstanding fake.
And Gilardi got back the 5 on the penalty, plus 6 more. Beautiful run by him out to the 28-yard line, 2nd down, and 4 or 5 to go for a first down. And here's Owen Smith over left tackle, puts his head down, bulldozes to the 31. 3rd and 1 yard for Lehman. A minute gone here in the third quarter. Lehman is up 28-6. Receiver to the right. Slots left and right. Man in motion. Here is the handoff to that man. Gilardi deep in the offensive backfield. Gives Arnold. Tries to turn the corner. Can't get upright and go south to north, and he's decked at the 30, lost a yard, and Lehman's got to punt.
Too much penetration by the defensive line that time. That play didn't have a chance. Too slow developing.
Well, the penalty set Lehman Catholic back at the start of that drive. Now Lehman's got to punt it. And the boot from the 20, very high. Boy, it's a skyscraper. No chance for a return by Lima Perry at the 35. And there is a favorable hop, skip, and a jump on the football.
It was touched. That's why it went that far. The Lehman kid bumped it and knocked it about 10 more yards down the
field. Oh, the sleight of hand move.
And he almost got away with it. He
didn't fool the official, did it?
No, he came in and threw the beanbag right away where it was touched.
Marked at the 33. And Layman's tried to perfect that in practice a few times. First and 10, Lima Perry at the Commodores 32. 2 minutes gone, third quarter, 28-6 in favor of Layman Catholic. Under center is Plummy Garner. Play action, he goes back and then dashes to the left sidelines with the football, and he records a 3-yard gain. That play right there, Chuck, was one of the first two or three plays of the game for Lima Perry. But Gardner goes both ways, offense and defense, runs the ball a lot, gets hit behind the line after he gives up the football on the forward pass. Boy, he must absorb a lot of contact.
And he's a very slight, I mean, he's very slender.
Yep. Three receivers near side on second down and 7 from the 36. Short straight drop. Very good pass.
Wow.
Coming up to the 45-yard line. In the hands of Nichols and out. He plumb dropped it. That is about the fourth tonight that Lima Perry has simply mishandled. And as a result, Gardner's lost 40, 50 yards in passing.
Well, I think that time he looked up because he saw how much there was. I think he was going to score. That's how big of a gap he had between the two defenders. I think he took his eyes off just long enough to drop it.
Yeah, if he makes one man miss a few yards after catching the ball, he might have gone all the way. Here's Gardner in the offensive backfield, and he does a 360, eludes a couple of gold jerseys, scoots up to the 40, over the line of scrimmage, and he goes all the way to the 44 and a half, and he's got the first down. Fine play by Gardner. Not too many Division VII quarterbacks could have pulled that play off.
That was a nice little spin move in traffic.
Yeah. And we saw him exhibit that against St. Henry in the district championship last year in football. Up at Wapak in a very good game. Yellow Springs then defeated Lima Perry in the regional. Here's a screen pass of sorts in the left flat. Caught at the line of scrimmage, run after catch, good for 8 yards. Whiteside hauled it in. He's a strong runner after he catches it for Lima Perry. New line of scrimmage over at the Layman, 47 and a half. Lima Perry faces a second down and 2. 3 minutes gone here in the third quarter, 28-6 Layman leads. Gardner's got 2 to the left, 2 to the right. Throws to the right, a yard or two behind the line. And it's caught on the play by the big tight end. And look at him go. He rumbles down inside the 40, 35, spilled at the 30. That was Glover, the post player on the basketball team. And he's a horse.
He's a big kid.
Boy, he caught that football. A couple of Layman players jumped on his back about 15 yards downfield. He hauled him 5 more. And from the 30, it's first and 10, Perry.
Well, the Perry receivers have bobbled a few, but to their credit, they catch a lot of passes in traffic.
Gardner, very deep drop. He's 11 yards behind the line. Now rolling out to the left. Here's a late delivery down the field, and it's broken up. Boy, that's a stellar defensive play by Layman Catholic at the 12-yard line because it looked like at first, Chuck, the cornerback for Layman had started back upfield. Gardner considered running the football, but then the cornerback for Layman,
Dylan Arnold,
and that was an extremely intelligent play. He didn't sell out for the run completely, and he was able to sprint back and break it up, intended for Nichols at the 10. Initially, he was open. Here's a look in, sort of a bubble screen, left flat by Lima Perry. It is caught at the line of scrimmage, and quickly coming up to support the play defensively is Sherman to wrap up the receiver. It is Floyd who's dumped at about the 23, setting up a third and 2.5 to 3 yards to go for Lima Perry. 7:49 remaining in the third quarter, Layman Catholic 28, Lima Perry 6. Three receivers out to the right for Lima Perry. Gardner in the spread. Oh, it's a quarterback draw all the way. And he splits a couple linebackers at the 16. He scoots to the left. running toward the sideline, and he's rolled out of bounds at about the 11 or 12. He's got a first down. Lima Perry mixing the run and the pass on this drive very nicely. And I like the balance that Lima Perry is exhibiting here, Chuck, keeping Layman Catholic much more off balance. Too many plays in the first half were pass, 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 one right after another.
Well, yeah, there were 37 passes thrown in the first half by the two teams.
Wow. Here's a late pitch out by Gardner, rolling right, flipped it back on the play to Cannon. Cannon caught the long handoff from the quarterback Gardner back at the 14. Then down the near hash mark, Cannon sprints hard to the 7, falls forward to the 6. Lima Perry can get a first down at the 2. This series of plays began on 1st and 10 from the 12. It's now at the 7. Second down from that spot. Gardner in the spread, looks left. And cutting in behind a couple receivers is Whiteside. He was flanked. He caught at the 6. Met resistance at the 2, tried to work hard to get to the end zone. He's held out of there, but his forward progress might have gotten him the first down. Chuck, it looks to me like it is a first down. I can't believe that the referees are not measuring here.
It's awfully close.
It's third and inches, no measurement. Line of scrimmage, the 1.5 of Layman, which is where Lima Perry needs to reach for a first down. Gardner takes the snap and keeps. He's at the 2. He leaps into the air and lurches his way over the top of a couple Cavaliers for the score. And Lima Perry is now within 16. And you can bet the Commodores will go for 2. Having missed the kick poorly on the first PAT try in the first period. 5:51 left in the third quarter, 28-12. Lima Perry with a strong drive down the field. And again, a good blend of pass and run on that series of plays. Gardner's under center, two tight ends, man in motion, Cannon. Gardner fakes to him, then he keeps. Gardner outside right tackle, spins into the end zone for the 2 points after. 5:51 to go, third quarter. Layman Catholic 28, Lima Perry 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Just under 6 minutes to play, third quarter. Layman Catholic has seen its 22-point lead shaved to 14. Lima Perry touchdown, a two-point conversion, and then Layman Catholic is away on a splendid kickoff return from the 20, 25, 30, across midfield. It is Brandon Barhorst flashing his speed. Lima Perry in hot pursuit down inside the 35. Tackle eventually made at about that spot of the field. Barhorst might have gotten to the 34 before hitting the boundary. Lima Perry blessed with good speed. Chuck, Layman Catholic has maybe its fastest team in quite a few years.
They are quick, and I tell you, on a kickoff like that, when you don't get any height on it, you get no coverage.
Yes.
And Barhorst picked that up off the ground on the fly, and he was past them before they knew what hit him.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing for sure. Here is a pre-snap penalty. Whistles blowing, and let's see what's been called. 5:41 to go, third quarter. Layman's up 14, 28-14. And we have a penalty against Lima Perry.
They had 12 people out there right at the snap.
Uh-huh. That's a pre-snap penalty by the defense. Lima Perry's sixth pre-snap foul of this game. First and five, Layman Catholic, 30-yard line of Lima Perry. And look at Owen Smith go. He's got a nice hole, and he bursts through it, cracks down to the 25. He got a quick five and a first down. In there on the tackle was Wanya Smith for Lima Perry. Came up from a safety spot to put the jolt on Smith. Line of scrimmage just inside the 25 of Lima Perry. Layman Catholic slot left, split receiver left. Here's Gilardi sprinting out to the left, late dish off on the play. I think it was Dylan Arnold who tried to get the left corner turned, and he leaped in the air to about the 17. Gilardi it's a six. Owen Smith, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
Owen Smith with a hard-earned 2.5 yards on the play.
Well, Barhorst and Smith have certainly taken up for Earhart tonight. That's for sure.
My mistake. He got actually 7 or 8, setting up a second and two. And here's Gilardi back to throw. Can't find anybody open. And he's going to keep the football and dash all the way to the end zone. Wow, he saw the C's part, and he said to himself, why throw it into the end zone and risk an interception? He took the ball himself and bolted to the goal line for the score, and that is a good response by Layman Catholic to the Lima Perry score.
Excellent, excellent block that time by Cameron Lee that sprung that.
And I tell you what, Chuck, that's a responsibility that wide receivers in high school might occasionally neglect. That's so important, downfield blocking.
Well, 2 years ago, Devin Smith and I'm going to go dead brain dead on the other one, but that was why Elliott's outstanding, but that was why they did what they did.
Smith and Spencer, maybe downfield
Smith
blocking.
And Spencer,
yeah,
yes, sir.
Yeah. Extra point try by Layman Catholic's Denning up and away, and I think it nicked the right upright.
They faked it. Because the snap was down on the ground. He had to take off with it.
So it was aborted, and the run following the drop snap or poor snap was derailed down around the 3 or 4 yard line, and Layman Catholic is denied. I think twice now this year, Layman Catholic has missed points after, not the result of a poor kick, though. Either a bad snap or a fumbled snap.
Yeah, I couldn't tell which that was, but they couldn't get the ball down on the ground for him to kick it. So
the lead for Layman is 20 at 34-14. I knew that no points were produced. I was looking around the beam here in the window. and
you got my view from last week.
I heard the fans ooh and ah, and I thought maybe Denning had nicked the upright, but nonetheless, same result. Layman Catholic tries to run it in, belatedly can't do it. The lead is 20 for Layman, 5:14 to go here in the third quarter. And Denning will kick it off. He puts the football down on the near hash. This is a big offensive series for Lima Perry. Kickoff is excellent to the 5 in the corner of the field. And from that spot, Nichols tries to reverse his way and does. He goes all the way across the gridiron, far hash mark, far numerals, skirts the first few Layman Catholic members of the coverage team, and then is tackled at the 28 or 29. Good idea of a Layman, Chuck, to use the boundary as help, boot it in the corner of the field, but because of Lima Perry's speed, they simply outran the coverage.
Yeah, they did a nice job of holding to the 28 because that could have really broken big.
Yeah, sure could have. Lima Perry football, short of the Commodore's 30-yard line, first and 10, 5:02 left in the third. Layman leads by 20, 34-14. Lummy Gardner, who's been down on his back a few times tonight, is in at quarterback. He fakes the short pass. There's a long, high arching bomb inside the 40, broken up, nearly intercepted by Lehman Catholic at the 39. Good sportsmanship there by Lima Perry's receiver, Whiteside downfield, who helped up Sherman, who made sure that ball wasn't caught. In fact, he had a better chance to catch it, did Lehman Catholic.
Yeah, that was Nick Rourke again.
Jared Rourke.
I'm sorry. His brother isn't out there.
4:54 to go in the third quarter. Clock stopped. Plummy Gardner, quarterback draw all the way. Now he angles to the left toward the boundary, gets to the sidelines, isn't out of bounds, keeps his balance at the 35, 37, and down he goes. Stayed in bounds. Clock still runs. 4:38 to go third quarter. Third down, about a yard and a half for Lima Perry at the Commodores 37. Lehman Catholic not selling out all the way for the run. Three down linemen. Here's Gardner in the offensive backfield. Oh, my goodness. That play was tipped off. On rushing linebackers for Lehman Catholic came cracking through. And through Cannon for a setback, a negative, five on the play back to the 32. Fourth and six, Lima Perry.
And that was the big kid, Michael Bunker, and he was back there kind of waiting for the play to develop. It looked like he knew he was in their huddle.
And Lima Perry now with a decision to make, trailing by 20 points, and it looks like the Commodores are going to go for it. Fourth and six from their own 32. Late in the third quarter. Deep drop by Gardner. Here come the gold jerseys. Gardner with a late run up the middle. He stays on his feet. 35. Leaps out ahead to the 39. Stretch the ball to the first down stake. He's got it, I believe. Boy, that was a risky run by Gardner the gambler on that play. Good job by him, Chuck.
Well, if you're going to go for it, that's the person I want with the football in his hands, that's for sure.
Wasn't much of a crease there, but he zipped right through it. And with that last lunge, got the first down, shy of the 40. First and 10, Lima Perry, with two receivers to the left. Just over three to go in the third quarter. Here's a screen pass thrown ahead. Gardner threw it at the feet of the receiver at the 38. It's on the ground. Lehman picked it up and took off, thinking maybe there was a chance the ball was thrown in reverse, but it was not.
He made a heck of a diving effort. That was Arnold, but it did hit the ground before it got to him.
Incompletion, second and 10, Lima Perry. 40-yard line, just short of it, for the Commodores in their end of the field with 3:08 to go in the third quarter. 34-14, Lehman Catholic. Gardner fakes the pitch, back to pass, and somebody lowers the boom on him right now. Cameron Lee. No, not Cameron Lee.
Seth Brown.
Seth Brown. Not seven, but eight.
He was back there strong at that time.
Those two young men have similar frames, each about 180, each 6'3", and they've done a great job defensively tonight. That was a terrific sack of the quarterback by Seth Brown of Lehman Catholic. Sets up a third and 17. Gardner's back at his own 22 to throw, trying to scramble out of pressure under duress, manages to break free momentarily, gets to the 35-36, lost the football, fell on it. Minimal gain, though, setting up fourth and about 14 for a first down.
Well, he split two defenders. I'll tell you, Sam Young saved the first down because if he didn't make the tackle, there was another 20 yards out in front of him.
2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lehman Catholic up by 20. And Chaz Jackson's back in punt formation for Lima Perry. Line of scrimmage, the 35. It's a low kick. Well, it's a skitter. Hits at the 40, rolls to the 20, or just short of it. And that's where Lehman starts, first and 10 from the Cavaliers 21. Hey, what, Chuck, if you could execute that every time, that's not bad.
No, I mean, they got what they wanted out of it. There's not a lot of hang time on that one.
No. Minute 42 left to go here in the third quarter. Chaz Jackson punts, place kicks. He handles the special team duties for Lima Perry. Really wasn't a rugby punt, but from traditional punt formation, he had a low line drive skitter down the middle of the field. Lehman backed up just outside its 20. And here's a sweep to the right. Gilardi deals to Smith. Nowhere to go. He's hog-tied and dropped right around his ankles at the 18-yard line. Very good play by the cornerback, Nichols, who came up to trip him. Second and 13, Lehman Catholic. A minute to go, third quarter. Gilardi reading. He's reading in the offensive backfield. Doesn't give it to Smith. Instead, Gilardi keeps, and he bolts right up the gut over the 20 to the 23 or 24, got back the lost yardage, and then maybe one more. So it's third and 9 for Lehman Catholic from the 28.5 of the Cavaliers. Passing down, let's see what's in store here. Trips to the right, empty backfield, two receivers left. Ooh, and going down under a heap of pressure is the quarterback. At the 15, Gilardi is swarmed under. Ed Glover led the charge for the Lima Perry defense. He was aided by Austin Money. And now Lehman Catholic's got to avoid a mistake. Cavaliers will punt. Line of scrimmage, the 15. Last 15 seconds of the third quarter, we may not see another play.
Yeah, Coach Roll saw that and just told him, walk off. We'll just get ready and punt in the fourth quarter.
Play clock's at 12. Game clock's at 4. Lehman Catholic will have the wind at its back when it punts to start the fourth period. Lehman Catholic 34, Lima Perry 14 after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. Lehman Catholic punting, line of scrimmage the 15. Very high snap to Cameron Lee. He caught it 2 yards deep in the end zone. He runs out of trouble, then kicks. Rugby style boot up to the 50. Oh, that was fortunate for Lehman.
Wow, he did a great job. That's why it's nice to have an athlete back there also being your punter.
Well, still Lima Perry comes out of the exchange in pretty good shape. In fact, the ball bounded over the 50, got to the 45, and Lima Perry starts 5 yards on its own side of midfield. Net on the play of 40 for Cameron Lee. He did a good job to leap way up into the air to catch the snap. He's at 6'3". He used every single inch he's got to keep that ball from sailing over his head into the end zone. And now Lima Perry down by 3 scores is 55 yards away from making this a 34-20 or 34-22 football game. And before a snap from center to commence play 5 seconds into the fourth, Lima Perry takes a timeout. Lehman's ahead by 20. Initiating play here in the fourth, 11:55 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Vanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
On first down and 10 yards to go for Lima Perry from its own 45, the Commodores come out with a bubble screen to the right, and it's pretty well executed for 9 from the 45 over to the Lehman 46. It was Lamont Nichols leaving Lima Perry a 2nd and 1. Well, Lima Perry, very dangerous, hanging around in this game, trying to make it a 2-score differential. Here is Gardner back to pass. Oh, he's drilled as he delivers the ball in the flat, incomplete. He gets up slowly.
That was Wyatt Long, and I'll tell you what, I have Jared Rourke written down on here on one of them, and I think that he's going to be, Wyatt's going to be in that same running for a Clancy's.
Boy, he has spent a lot of time in Gardner's grill in the offensive backfield of Lima Perry. Excellent game for Wyatt Long of Lehman. 3rd and 1, Lima Perry, 46-yard line. Snap back to Gardner, and Gardner wants to run it. Oh, he is corralled at midfield. He tried to squeeze between two Cavaliers who were very alert to the possibility of Gardner taking off and trying to speed downfield for the first down. And Lehman threw him to the turf at the 50. The play goes for a -4. 4th and 5.
That was Long again.
What a play by Wyatt. 2 standout defensive plays in succession. 4th and 5 from the 50. Gardner rolling right. He's got a little bit of a crack. He takes off and runs. He squirts to the line of scrimmage. He's knocked down. And Lehman takes over the football at the Lima Perry 49. Got the punt by Cameron Lee, got across midfield, no return from Lima Perry. Then Lehman's defense does the job, and now the Cavaliers are in business, up by 20 with 10:40 to go, and the football is on the Lima Perry side of the 50.
Well, I think Plummy Gardner is going to feel like I feel in the morning when he gets out of bed, except I didn't play a football game.
He is going to need an ice-cold whirlpool in the morning. Wow. Here is a handoff in the offensive backfield. It's the sprint draw dealt on the play by Gilardi to Smith. Look at that hole. Offensive line for Lehman getting it done. Smith beyond the linebackers. Angles across the 35-30 deep into Lima Perry territory. And drifting over to finally catch up with him on the play was money for Perry. He caught him around the ankles at the 27. The play goes for 22 yards. First down, Lehman Catholic. Gilardi, quick hitch in the right flat. Catch made at the 25. And Lima Perry wrestles down the receiver at the 23. That was Bunker on the catch, wasn't it, Chuck?
Yes, and that was the first pass in the second half for the Cavaliers. They've done everything on the ground.
10 minutes to go in the game. 34-14 Lehman, which has the football at the Lima Perry 24. That was a short gain of about 3.5 on the play. But a very safe aerial in the flat from Gilardi to Bunker. Here's Gilardi faking to Smith, keeping. Gilardi reads around the right side, short side of the field, runs out of real estate at the 16. He's flattened right there. Might have gotten the first down, though. He picked it up. Again, the decision-making of Elliot Gilardi resembles that of an experienced senior quarterback.
Yeah, he's an impressive kid. He throws the ball well. He makes great decisions with the football.
He has been a quick learner. He's been on the fast track at quarterback at Lehman just as sophomore. 9:44 to go in the game. 34-14. Lehman leads it. Football resting outside the 15 of Lima Perry. Here is the give on the play. The quarterback, Gilardi, to Owen Smith. He plows down inside the 15 to the 12. Shove back. Let's see where it's marked for play. Boy, a touchdown here by the Cavaliers would make it a 4-touchdown differential and would just about seal the deal. Lima Perry's defense has been on the field quite a bit in this game. And now Lehman electing to run it again. Sweep left end. Is it Dylan Arnold getting the corner turned? He's down the sideline. He's at the 5. There's a big jump toward the pylon. He's in. It's Owen Smith. Wow, what a run by Owen. He just simply outraced the field. Good blocking over there. Fine seal by the offensive line of Lehman Catholic, giving Smith the lane. And the quarterback and the safety, that side of the gridiron for Lima Perry, simply did not get up the field in time to keep Smith out of the end zone.
I'd go for 4 here to get the running clock going.
It's 40-14. The lead is 26. And on is Denning to try the point after. Last one failed because of a bobbled snap. This one's away, and it is good. Denning is on target for Lehman Catholic, which leads 41-14, 9 minutes to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field. It's a Northwest Central Conference clash between Lehman Catholic and Lima Perry. And unlike a year ago when Lima Perry played Lehman right to the wire, losing by 3, 28-25, Lehman has had its way for the most part with Lima Perry tonight. The Cavaliers are in front by 27 points, 41-14, with 9 minutes to play in the fourth. Here's a return of the Lehman Catholic kickoff, and it's a slow-moving return. Lehman Catholic with good coverage downfield to hit down the return man shy of the 20-yard line.
And that was my man again, Alvaro Barrera.
On special teams coverage, he's been excellent.
He has been.
Yep.
He gets an appetizer at Clancy.
Actually, the return did get across the 20 forward progress. 41-14, Lehman Catholic leads it. First and 10, Lima Perry at the 22. And it's Gardner faking, keeping, skipping to the line of scrimmage. Sidesteps one man, another. He's hammered from behind at the 29 or 30. He gains about 7 on the play. Tell you what, Lehman Catholic would be content for Gardner to run 5 or 6 yards of play because Lima Perry's got too little time and too many points.
Yep, just let the clock run right now.
27-point difference.
Keep him in front of you and keep him away from the boundary.
Right. Lima Perry's got to throw the ball and make quick strikes and produce quick scores to make this interesting at the finish. Run play, Lima Perry up across the 30 to the 32. Looks like it is a first down for the ball carrier Whiteside. First and 10 Lima Perry, 32-yard line of the Commodores with 8:13 to go in the fourth quarter. Lima Perry, two receivers left, two to the right. Lone back is Cannon. Here comes the blitz against Gardner. He averts one man, another. He's thrown down ahead up at the 36-yard line. Gain of four, second down and six for Lima Perry. And because Lima Perry is content to run the football right now, Chuck, on this drive, three plays, better than 90 seconds of a run off the clock. And Lima Perry's worst enemies now, the scoreboard, the score, and the clock, as we near 7 minutes to go. Gardner, plenty of time in the pocket. Throws, middle of the field. Receiver leaps, and it's great coverage by Layman Catholic. Looked like the free safety came over at the last second. And
Owen Smith
batted that ball away from Lamont Nichols.
There is no way I'm going to be able to pick Clancy's player of the game. They got some kids making plays everywhere.
Yeah. Owen Smith got honorable mention All-State, I think, a year ago. Because of his secondary play on defense.
That does not shock me. I mean, and we haven't even talked about Michael Bunker, who's just been a force out there.
7:18 to go in the game. Third and seven. Rolling Gardner to the right. Throws in traffic up near midfield. No chance. Trio of gold shirts in the area. And down to 27 with 7:13 to go. Lima Perry confronts a fourth and seven. And it looks like Lima Perry's in punt formation. Layman Catholic has one man back deep at the 30. Here's the kick by Chaz Jackson. Very high against the wind. Layman runs away from it. It hits at the 34, rolls to the 23. And with just over seven to play in the fourth quarter, Layman Catholic starts first and 10 from its own 24-yard line. And at this point in the game, Chuck, you keep it on the ground. And if you punt the ball away in a minute or two, that's fine. At some point, Lima Perry's got to exhaust its timeouts.
Two left. Well, you're down 27. I'm not sure the thought process behind stopping the clock. Just play defense, get on your bus, and take the long ride back to Lima.
Layman Catholic would have to make colossal mistakes here in the last half of the fourth quarter in order for Lima Perry to have a chance. And the ball is stuffed by Gilardi into the tummy of Owen Smith, who tries to cut around right end. He's dropped inbounds at the 33-yard line. I said Owen Smith. I was mistaken.
They've done some subbing now.
And Mitchell Salmon, 6 foot, 165-pound sophomore. With a good run. Smartest thing he did on that play, Chuck, was go down before getting to the boundary.
Outstanding play.
Mm-hmm.
For somebody who's hungry and wants to go home.
The play produced nine. Good run by the 10th grader, Salmon. Second and one. Gilardi keeping. Ooh, it's a dangerous pitch out to the left. Almost got behind the running back who reached back behind his shoulder to Spirit. Tucked it away, and did he get the yard needed for a first down? Close.
It's going to be close. That's a yard short, it looks like to me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we got a player. Okay. Dylan Arnold, I think, is the one playing quarterback now, if I'm not mistaken.
Arnold in for Gilardi. It would be a smart move to get Elliott off the field in the final 6 minutes, 42-14. Or I should say 41-14.
Well, you don't want injuries, but the thing is you need to have somebody ready just in case. And Arnold is a heck of an athlete, so I'm sure he can handle the position.
Oh, yeah, he's got very quick feet. Hand off, offensive backfield. Oh, look at that sturdy running effort.
Wow. That's a sophomore right there. That's impressive.
Formidable run by Salmon as he blasted across the 40 to the 44-yard line. Wow.
How big is he?
Well, he runs a lot bigger.
Wow, 6 foot, 165. Yeah. He does look bigger than that.
Yeah, he looks 6'1", 6'2", 185. That's what pads will do.
Yeah.
5.5 to go, fourth quarter. Lehman Catholic with the ball at the Cavaliers 44. And it is Dylan Arnold faking the short pass, and then he runs to the right. Does he stay in bounds? Lima Perry drops him on the boundary, out of bounds. Clock stops. Yep, that is Dylan Arnold, 5'10", 155, a senior. He thought he had a chance to get the first down, so he stayed in bounds an extra step, and Lima Perry was able to bump him out. 5:21 to go in the fourth, 41-14 in favor of Lehman Catholic over Lima Perry. Here is Arnold giving off on the play to Salmon. Big hole over left guard, and he helps carve out some extra yardage. He zooms beyond the linebackers. He meets resistance at the 42, got the first down. Yeah, Salmon runs hard.
Got a nice long stride, too. That's why I thought he was taller than that.
Down to 5 minutes to go in the game. Lehman Catholic Cavaliers next week here against Riverside. Fake inside handoff. It is Arnold on the keeper. And Arnold has a crease right up the middle. Stumbles, staggers down. Knee hit at the 35 of Lima Perry after a 7-yard gainer. It's second down and 3 with 4.5 to go in the fourth, and Lehman up 41-14. That's a huge game in the Northwest Central Conference next week. Lehman Catholic against Riverside. Cavaliers to the line of scrimmage. Receivers left and right. Arnold to Salmon. And he springs it to the outside, pops it wide across the 30, first down. He is tackled on the pads and pitched out of bounds at the 27, first and 10, Lehman. Well, Salmon's racked up, 40 quick yards on this drive?
Yeah, he has. He's got 3 first downs in this drive.
We near the 4-minute mark, 41-14, Lehman Catholic leads it. Well, Lehman had won the first two games in this series in 2013 and 14 quite easily, 33-0, 46-14. Last year, Lima Perry played Lehman to a 28-25 thriller at Perry. And tonight, Lehman Catholic has had its way with Lima Perry. Oh, my goodness. Here's Dylan Arnold rolling left on first and 10 from the 28-yard line. And he catches Lima Perry by surprise. No defensive back is in the end zone. And the receiver for Lehman Catholic is wide, wide open, and it's a touchdown.
Whew. Combination of a really good play fake and Lima Perry assuming that Lehman wasn't going to throw the football up 27.
And on the receiving end of that, Chuck, for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, if the young man will turn, I'll get his number. He just got a tap on the helmet. And he's down here on the far left end of the bench. There he is walking back. Is that Brown? Is it Seth Brown?
I could guess, but I have no idea.
He's walking with the coach right at the 50-yard line, leading
along.
Oh,
Salmon.
Was that Salmon? You're right, it was. Wow. What a last half of the fourth quarter he's had. What a play by Arnold. And you're right, it was a nifty play fake, and Lima Perry bit. And Salmon slipped out of the backfield, was wide open several yards deep in the end zone. Arnold hit him. Extra point perfect by Denning, 48-14, Lehman leads. Still 3:43 to go here in the fourth quarter.
But we will have a running clock now.
You're right, the lead has swelled to 34. You've got the math down, Pat. Running clock, the last less than 4 minutes of this game.
We're still 45 minutes ahead of last week's game, even though this one seemed to take a long time.
Yep, we are. We are. Sydney was way ahead of West Carrollton, we understand. And likewise, Piqua over West Carrollton. Believe it or not, Miamisburg came from behind and beat Troy. with a touchdown with a minute to go. 21-17, Miamisburg at Troy. Here's the bouncing kick off the Lehman Catholic down to the 26. Run back by Lima Perry to the 30, and that's where the Commodores start. First down, 10 yards to go. And at this point, Chuck, the last few minutes with the running clock are all cosmetic. These two teams need to get out of here with no one else banged up. And for Lima Perry, the Commodores might be wise to lift Plummy Gardner from that quarterback spot.
Yeah, Lehman called a timeout. I'm hoping it's because they subs and they just want to make sure everybody knows where they are and who's in the game.
Gives us a minute to tell you all about several of our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. A big shout out to the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Both new underwriting sponsors on the web with us beginning late in the basketball season in February of 2016. On board, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. And gratitude as well to Primary Eye Care Associates on the web at primaryeyecare.org. It's the premier eye care facility in West Central Ohio, the most popular one by far. Primary Eye Care locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, Jackson Center, and Troy. Weeknight evening hours, Saturday morning hours as well, primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, 1080 South 4th Avenue in Sydney. Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, and the staff of mechanics and technicians. Outstanding workmanship, very fair prices, quick turnaround. Sydney Car Care on 4th Avenue in Sydney, 1080 South 4th between Wilson Health Sports Medicine and the theater. Formerly McLean Service Center in Sydney, owned by Todd Brown and Corey Shreve. Sydney Car Care, phone 492-9495. That's 492-9495. Long pass by Lima Perry on first and 10 from the 31, incomplete. Continuous clock, down to 2:40 to go. Lima Perry running right up the gut now, sprint wide to the outside, beyond the numbers, tackle made in the field of play at the 37, setting up a third and 5 or 6. Tell you what, picking the Clancy star of the game for Lehman Catholic, Chuck, is not going to be easy. You may have to split a burger 4 or 5 different ways.
Yeah, I'm not real sure. I mean, there's a whole lot of people deserving.
Yep. Third and 5, Lima Perry, 36-yard line of the Commodores. 2:10 left to go in this game. Three receivers wide right. Look like a tackle flinch, no call. Bubble screen right flat. A little avenue along the sideline in front of the Lima Perry bench for the receiver. And he dashes across the 50. Nice job. 46 or 47 of Lehman Catholic. First and 10 for the Commodores with a minute 44 to go. So many thanks tonight to our great underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for even more savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, goffneyfurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, on time, high-tech computer solutions. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. Lima Perry with a good run from scrimmage all the way down to the Lehman 30 with 40 seconds to go in the game. And the backup quarterback filling in for Gardner throws a strike at the 12. Reception made. Tackle at the 7. Continuous clock. Lima Perry, Chuck, may have to get a timeout in order to settle its offense to try to produce points before the game's closed. There is a timeout called.
Yeah, I think they just called one.
gratitude as well to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, one of our anchor underwriting sponsors, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. And as we noted just a few minutes ago, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Sydney Car Care in Sydney, and Primary Eye Care Associates on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Locations in Sydney, Troy, Jackson Center, St. Paris, and Fort Loramie. 26 seconds to go. Lima Perry trailing Lehman Catholic 48-14. And the Commodores running around the right side, heading toward the pylon, is the halfback. He's near the end zone. He's in for the score. Second team Lima Perry against second team Lehman Catholic. And the Commodores get a cosmetic touchdown here in the final 20 seconds to make it 48-20. Keep abreast of the scorersbroadcast.com website for our game coverage next Friday night. We've got a few from which to choose. Next Friday night, we are on the web with high school football. More than likely, we'll pick up Fort Loramie. Redskins win tonight. Fort Loramie now 1-4. Haven't seen the Redskins since week one. It's our sixth week of high school football. Next weekend, at the Sydney-Pickwa game on Thursday night is televised. Thus, we will not be covering it. Waynesfield Goshen at Fort Loramie is a possibility. Marion Local at Ann is a possibility. Even Riverside Lehman Catholic.
That might not be a bad one either.
The following week, we've got the annual clash between Lehman Catholic and Fort Loramie, although that rivalry will grind to a halt next year with Fort Loramie's move into the Cross County Conference. Extra point try by Lima Perry is missed. Off to the right, Chuck?
Yep.
48-20, Lehman leads, 20 seconds to go. And so many thanks to Barker Insurance, one of our longtime underwriting sponsors, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker has earned a reputation second to none. For three straight years now, Barker, the number one most valued agency in the area, customizing home, auto, farm, business, and life insurance programs for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Pekin, Ohio Mutual, to name a few. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Located north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Kickoff of Lima Perry. Lehman Catholic returns to the 25-yard line. Boy, what you have to like about Lehman Catholic, Chuck, is the ability for the Cavaliers to really mix it up on the offensive side of the ball. Gilardi can throw a bevy of wide receivers, and filling in very capably for Jacob Earhart tonight at the feature running back spot was Owen Smith, so there's depth there. And on the defensive side of the ball, we see Lehman Catholic showing improvement. Wasn't a good game for Lehman defensively against Minster week two. Much better tonight as Lehman follows the scouting report quite nicely, slowing down Plummy Gardner and Lima Perry en route to a 48-20 win. Chuck, are Clancy's multiple stars of the game?
It's got to be. I've never given four. Usually I'm a little more decisive than that, but there probably could be another two or three. Cameron Lee could have been out there. Seth Brown could have been out there. Mitchell Salmon, who came into the game. What a nice fourth quarter he had. But I'm going to go with Jared Rourke for both sides of the football. Brandon Barhorst, both sides of the football. Owen Smith and Wyatt Long. So those are our four Clancy's players of the game.
Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Layman Catholic Cavaliers victorious by 28 points tonight over Lima Perry. Lima Perry beaten by the Cavaliers quite soundly here this evening. Lima Perry's next foe is coming up in league action, Upper Soda Valley, back at Lima Perry next Friday night. Meanwhile, Layman Catholic travels to Piqua to play Riverside in a critical Northwest Central Conference matchup. That's next Friday night. That's a game being considered by us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Also with potential, Waynesfield Goshen at Fort Loramie, which won its first game of the year this evening. And perhaps Anna Marion Local next Friday. Marion Local routed Versailles tonight. Anna plays tomorrow night up at Delphus St. John's. So keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. In the next 24 to 48 hours, we will post our next Friday night feature game for you on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Chuck, quick observations about Layman Catholic. It's a team with a lot of weapons offensively, very fast improving defensively, too.
I think offensively we saw what we thought we were going to see. They're very talented. Defensively was where I was impressed. That against Minster, their defense was as his face, and they were awful.
Yeah.
They basically in the first quarter and a half, they lost the game in the first 20 minutes. And tonight, they were much better. They had 425 total yards and only gave up 253 to Perry, and I guarantee you that's a lot. That's probably Perry's least on the season.
No question about that, for sure. And Layman Catholic's kicking game is outstanding too. Cameron Lee, very fine punter, and Michael Denning, as good a place kicker as there is in the Upper Miami Valley.
I don't think there's any doubt about that.
48-20, our final. Glad you could join us tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com, our 10th year of high school football. And in January, we will start our 11th calendar year of high school basketball right here on Scores. For Rhett Gish, our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, where Layman Catholic has defeated Lima Perry 48-20.
A long ball by Davis down the right side of the field. A splendid catch inside the five, out of bounds at the three. Still short of a first down, but the Cavaliers got everything back but 2 yards on that play. Fine catch by Spearman.
It's time right now to follow your favorite players and teams, plus the big high school games on scoresbroadcast.com.
Snap back to Gold in the shotgun, and he's got an opening outside right guard, and he zips right through it into the end zone. Touchdown, Sydney.
Well-designed play. I'll tell you what, even out of a shotgun, a lot of times that is the best way to run your quarterback, because he's got a look and he can see where the opening is.
Goal rolling left, looking in the end zone. Fade pattern, 3 or 4 yards deep. Catch made. Caught. Goal finds Hudson in the end zone for 6 more.
Here on scoresbroadcast.com, the touchdowns keep right on coming.
Here's the Yosey rolling.